that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Ready to play ball here at Dow Diamond, game one of six this week in the second series up here in Midland, Michigan. It's your Lansing Lugnuts at 35-55, 10-14 in the second half against the Great Lakes Loons, 54-36. They were the division winners on the eastern side in that first half. Loons 14-10 in the second half. The sun is out in full force. It is a beautiful evening for baseball. Tuesday, July 26, 2022. With the call of the game, here's the longtime voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, the Great Lakes Loons defensively shape up like this. On the outfield, Harold Restituyo is in left. And center field, Ismael Alcantara. He might be the best defensive center fielder that we've seen all year on another squad. And in right field, Jose Ramos, who has a very strong throwing arm. Around the infield, Imanol Vargas is at first. Yorbit Vivas plays second. The shortstop is Eddie Leonard. And at third base, it's a newcomer to our eyes. It's Luis Diaz, the 22-year-old out of the Dominican. The catcher, the top prospect, Diego Cartaya, the 20-year-old. And the man on the mound, a right-hander out of the University of Connecticut, the Husky, Ben Kasparius. Here's Adam with more.
All right, thanks, Jesse. Yeah, we talked about it. We saw Kasparius earlier this year. Lansing out of the bullpen got to him. He went five innings, gave up five runs on six hits, and included that home run from Joshuan Wright. 23 years old, fifth-round selection last year. Fastball, change, and a slider. His ERA elevated up over 7.5 through 26 innings. 30 strikeouts, 17 walks, but opponents batting up over 300 against the righty.
Kasparius against Drew Swift, Max Muncy, Tyler Soderstrom. Fun to see that we're going to have the two natives of Connecticut taking on one another here tonight.
Yeah, East Coast getting some love. Love so to see that.
Well, our home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy. Our bases umpire, Felix Neon. Craig Conklin, the assistant hitting coach, jogs up the line first base side with a point to one of the members of the Great Lakes Loons coaching staff. Phil Pohl, the manager for the Lugnuts, takes his spot down the left field line. And here comes Drew Swift. Oh, by the way, we've got some company in the field. There are four seagulls, one in center field, three in right center. The time is 7:06, and the first pitch taken for a called strike, and we are underway. It is currently 80 degrees in Midland, Michigan. Those seagulls are making themselves comfortable as Swift lifts one. Shallow right, there's Jose Ramos. Makes the catch down the line as the birds take flight. And there's one up and one gone. Will they clear the playing surface? They soar right, one over the foul pole. The others just inside the foul pole. And they're all gone. Here comes Max Muncy.
What an enjoy time about an hour ago. They came a little bit late. Too much commotion going on for him.
Righty to righty, Max Muncy swings, fouls off the first pitch, strike one. They were thinking, you know, there wasn't being baseball played here a moment ago. Muncy has opened up 3-for-12, two doubles and a triple. He takes a ball inside from Kasparius. Out of Camarillo, California. Crowds the plate. Pitch on its way. Outside corner, strike called. 1-2. One walk, five strikeouts. Also two stolen bases for Muncy in his first weekend. The 1-2. Swings and rockets it down the left field line toward the corner. That ball hits off the wall on a line. Muncy races for second base. Restituyo takes his time getting it in. It's a one-out double for Muncy, who just dented the left field wall. 107 miles an hour off the bat.
I mean, he keeps just doing what he's been doing, which is getting base hits, getting extra base hits. That's now four hits for him with three doubles and a triple. You can see the pop from the 19-year-old Max Muncy. That was a rocket.
Adam, I went, checked out his numbers while he was with Stockton, while he was on the road with the California League. On the road, he hit 277, 393 OBP, 493 slugging. Off speed down low, ball one to Tyler Soderstrom. So you got him away from a Banner Island ballpark, and he was exceptional. And here he is. I think he's opened some eyes already here. Soderstrom strokes a base into right center field. Muncy windmilled around third base. He's coming in to score. Throw in from Ramos to second on the Soderstrom RBI single. And it's 1-0 Lugnuts. Tyler Soderstrom, 66th RBI of the year.
It doesn't have to be hard when you've got two first-round picks and back-to-back years hitting back-to-back in the lineup. One doubles, the other knocks him in with a single. That's what you expect from Muncy and Soderstrom. A little sneak peek at what the A's hope to be the future at the top.
That was 101 miles an hour off the bat of Soderstrom. And now here comes Jack Winkler. He takes a fastball high and tight, ball one. And if you're Ben Kasparis, you say, okay, you guys got any other first-rounders you're going to throw at me? Righty, righty. Winkler, the cleanup man. The pitch inside. Two balls, no strikes.
When does Susak get here?
I think that today is introduction day for the Oakland Athletics with Susak after the yesterday was Henry Bolte's orientation day. Winkler swings and misses, and the count, two balls and one strike. Kasparis, the fifth rounder last year, against the 10th rounder, Winkler lets it fly. Jack fouls it back to the screen behind home plate, and two balls and two strikes. Jack Winkler's hitting 266, four homers, 23 RBIs. You know the number that I love to give with Jack, Adam. That is, how is he doing in July? Hitting 344 this month, 948 OPS. And in 18 games, 14 knocked in. Shadows have passed the home plate circle, stretching to the mound. The deal. Line drive over the second baseman, Vivas. A base hit to right field. Soderstrom scoots up to second. In comes the throw from Ramos to shortstop. That's three straight base hits. And Winkler singling Soderstrom up. First and second, one out for Jared McDonald.
Yeah, kind of more of the same of what they did against Kasparis the first time out. Got right after him, got five runs, and went on to win big in that game. You can never score enough runs against these Loons. And Lansing doing a nice job jumping out in front early against Great Lakes tonight.
Jared McDonald now, 2-1, one out. 1-0 Lugnuts. First pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Jared McDonald batting fifth in the order. The right-handed hitting DH with Soderstrom catching today. Soderstrom at second, Winkler at first. The pitch grabs the inside corner. Strike two called. Jared this year, 27 RBIs. 10 doubles and 8 home runs out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Kasparis deals, fouled off the top of the screen. McDonald, he let something fly at the end out of frustration, as if Adam, he thought, oh, I got to do better with that pitch than I did. 0-2 mistake from Kasparis. Denzel Clark is waiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Fouled off the hands, into the netting. Keep it nothing and two. Soderstrom at second, Winkler at first. Here's the pitch. Fouled away, off to the right side. Blue skies above. And it could be painted with the cumulus clouds that we see floating right above us. Wind is blowing steadily across the field right to left. Temperatures in the upper 70s. cooling off as things go through, and that breeze is welcome. There are folks picnicking on the lawn area down the right. The pitch, hit in the air out to left field. Restituyo backs up, nears the track. He hauls it in. Soderstrom is only a step away from second. He walks back. Winkler returns to first as the throw comes in. McDonald to the second out.
I would have loved to see that one get over the head of Restituyo. Lansing's had all singles here. Outside of that double from Muncy, looking to get back with the extra base hits there and maybe score one or two, but just didn't quite have enough on it.
So now Denzel Clark. And Clark, with one big swing, could make this Lugnuts lead comfortable. 1-0 Nuts, the pitch. He takes, strike called on the inside corner. Denzel Clark, 237 right now is average. Two doubles, three homers, 16 games. Takes a ball just off the outside corner. One ball and one strike on the native of Pickering, Ontario. Swift started off this frame with a fly out to right. Muncy the double, Soderstrom singled him in. Winkler singled him to second. McDonald flied out. Now Clark swings and misses way out in front of the off speed. He's down to the count 1-2. That has been the way that pitchers have tackled the challenge that is Denzel Clark here in the Midwest League, is a lot of off-speed stuff. Gasparius delivers, lays off, bounced in, two balls, two strikes. Six feet 5 inches tall and so much power. Adam, I'd love to see a contest between Clark, Max Muncy, Tyler Soderstrom, who can hit a baseball the hardest. Last year was the initial Major League Baseball draft combine, right? And Denzel Clark ranked second amongst all the players there in terms of average velocity, average exit velocity, with how hard he was hitting the baseball. Kasparius is ready. Looks at Soderstrom. Lets it fly. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Side retired. Lugnuts score one on three hits in the first. Two left on. Going to the bottom half. Lugnuts one. Loons coming up against Jake Walkinshaw.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts grab the early lead. Tyler Soderstrom singling in Max Muncy. We go to the bottom of the first inning. And that lead inherited by the right-hander Jake Walkinshaw to take on Eddie Slanar, Diego Cartaya, Yorbit Vivas. His catcher is Soderstrom, McCall at first, Swift at second. Muncy at short and Winkler at third. Maciel's in left, Clark in center, Richards in right for the right-hander out of Seymour, Connecticut. The pitch to Eddie Slanar. Strike called on the inside corner to start him. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Righty's Lennard, one of the top prospects in the Dodgers org. Righty to righty. He swings and lifts it out to left center field. It's carrying. Clark is over to run it down. The long strides of center fielder Denzel Clark, and Righty's Lennard is at number one. Here comes Diego Cartaya. There's a reason that Denzel Clark last year was the Big West Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Diego Cartaya, the number one prospect in the LA Dodger system. Righty to righty. He takes high, ball one. He comes in here hitting 285 through 32 games with 6 home runs and 10 doubles for these loons. 1-0 Nuts. The pitch. He swings and bounces it foul up the left side. 1-1.
And he's yet to have a hit in 11 at-bats with Lansing. Really struggled down at Jackson Field first time around. Jesse, by the way, Jake Walkinshaw, fastball, slider, changeup, the 26-year-old. And as we mentioned, all Connecticut starting pitching today. He is out of Seymour.
Walkinshaw lets fly. Cartaya swings and misses. 1-2. We hope to see more of that.
Yeah, again, Lansing's had his numbers so far through 11 at-bats. He racked up 7 strikeouts and struggling, but really nice pitch right there from Jake Walkinshaw, who, again, really had his way with these loons the first time around.
You'll never guess what happened next. The Cartaya time. And now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Cartaya strikes out. So now he's 0-for-12 against the Lugnuts with 8 strikeouts.
They're doing all right against him, huh?
So far. 2-2 two down. Here comes Yorbit Vivas. Left-handed batter, starting second baseman for the Loons. 1-0 Lansing. A first pitch, fastball misses outside, ball one. Vivas is hitting 257 in 87 games, 7 homers. Here's the pitch. Up high, 2-0. This is the polar opposite, right? Yeah, this is a player that...
they can't get out.
No! 12 games. Oh, my goodness. 27 times on. 21 hits, 6 walks. He grounds a base hit to the right side. It's his 22nd hit against the Lugnuts. That's a single gobbled up by center fielder Clark. He gets it in. A 2-out single in the first.
A lot of the loons, whether it be the radio crew or some of the front office, they like to pick who's going to be the offensive player of the game. And mention, you guys might want to go with Yorbit Vivas. He seems to do well when Lansing's in town.
You threw to me, okay, Jesse, your spotlight loons batter. And I thought to myself, it's rhetorical. How could it be anything else?
We might have to pick him a few more times as this series continues.
Well, here's Jose Ramos. Lot of power, upright stance from the right. The pitch, fastball up and in, ball one. Adam, did you watch the home run derby?
I did.
Okay, Julio Rodriguez with Seattle. Do you think that Ramos's batting stance is similar to Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Me too. It's closed from the right side. He stands tall. The pitch, he takes. Called strike across the inside corner. Julio Rodriguez right now is establishing himself as one of the great young superstars of the game. Jose Ramos is hoping to be in that direction. 13 home runs for the Loons this year. Here's the pitch. Swings and misses. He was late. After Walkinshaw tucked the slider in across the inside corner, he went heater away, and he's out in front 1-2. Lugnuts lead 1-0, bottom of the first inning. Vivas, the 2-out single. He's at first base. He has stolen only 2 bags in 3 attempts this year. The righty sets. Walkinshaw nods. Throws. Swing and a miss. Down goes Ramos. Walkinshaw strikes out 2 in a scoreless first. He strands the single by Vivas, and we go to the second inning. The Lugnuts 1, the Loons nothing.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a 1-0 Lugnuts lead, starting up the second inning with the bottom third of the Lansing order. Gabriel Maciel, Kevin Richards, and Patrick McCall about to step in against the right-hander Ben Kasparius for the Great Lakes Loons. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. In the first inning against Kasparius, well, three consecutive base hits, a Max Muncy double, followed by Tyler Soderstrom and Jack Winkler singles. And then Jared McDonald got into one, but the left fielder Harold Restituyo ran it down on the warning track, otherwise the damage could have been worse. Kasparius struck out one in the first inning. And now here steps the number 7 hitter in the order. However, Gabriel Maciel is basically the archetypical leadoff man. The switch hitter from Brazil bats left against the righty. And left field here today. Full windup, the pitch. He swings and lofts it. Shallow left field, Restituyo in. Makes the catch jogging forward. Out number 1. You have to play shallow to stop Maciel from dunking base hits down. Restituyo hadn't played well. So now the right fielder, Kevin Richards, who is the opposite sort of guy. The ball explodes off of his bat. Playing in his 20th game with the Lugnuts. Has a couple of doubles, one triple, one homer. Righty deals to righty. Strike called to start him off. Richards' batting average right now is at 155. Pitch is on its way. He swings and taps it foul, rolling to the left side. No balls and 2 strikes. Last time that Kasparius was on the mound, it was against the Quad Cities River Bandits at Modern Woodman Park. And he was in trouble throughout, eventually allowed 3 runs in 4 innings before his day was done. Lifts the leg and deals. Richards swings and misses strike 3. It escapes Cartaya, goes to the backstop, and Richards reaches first base. It's a wild pitch charge to Kasparius on his 2nd strikeout. And Richards, who runs well, is on with 1 out for Patrick McCall. Lugnuts leading 1-0 in the 2nd. Patrick McCall batting from the left side, 6 feet 6 inches tall. The number 9 batter in the order. Kasparius throws. Strike called on the outside corner. McCall was 0-for-2 against Ben Kasparius in the matchup earlier this year back on July the 7th. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. The changeup. 0-2. In that game, it was unusual because the Great Lakes Loons used Kasparius following an opener. Cole Dunsing started the game. He allowed 3 runs in the very first inning. Then Kasparius came on. Things got worse for him, and the Lugnuts were on their way to a 10-1 win. The pitch. McCall swings, foul tips it. Cartaya can't hang on. We stay 0-2. It appeared to Adam that it was a late decision from the Loons to go with Dunsing as the opener in the game and not Kasparius as the starter, just trying to change around the fortunes. Didn't change around anything. And so here's Kasperius right from the very start against the Nuts. Lets it fly. McCall grounds it, hopping. Backhanded by first baseman Vargas. Feeds second one over to first. Not in time with the return throw from the shortstop Leonard. McCall beats out a fielder's choice. Richards is out number two, forced at second.
That was a good swing by McCall. Hopped a little bit too high and made it pretty easy for Vargas over there, but pretty good contact, especially on 0-2. Unfortunate that one didn't sneak through.
Top of the order time. Here comes Drew Swift. Swift flied out to right fielder Ramos' first time. Adam, who played him up to home plate? The pitch, inside, ball one.
That would be Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Patrick McCall will steal second base if Kasperius forgets about him. He runs well. Lansing one. Great Lakes nothing. Two outs, top of the second. The kick and the pitch. Swift lays down a bunt toward third. Grabbed by the charging Diaz. Throws across in time. Swift is out by an eyelash and the side retired. That bunt just a little bit too hard. And Luis Diaz played it well coming in from third. In the top of the second inning, one runner left on. No runs, no hits, no errors. As we go to the bottom half of the second, the Lugnuts are leading in Great Lakes by a 1-0 score.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Alex DeJesus leads off the bottom of the second for the Loons. Emmanuel Vargas on deck, Luis Diaz in the hole. Loons trailing the Lugnuts and Jake Walkinshaw 1-0. Righty-righty, Walkinshaw against the DH, DeJesus. The 20-year-old DeJesus waits. And the pitch coming. He swings and flies it out to left center field. Over there is Maciel, center fielder Clark, too. Clark says, I got it, and takes it, with Maciel giving him the evil eye, saying that ball was in left field, but on one pitch, there's one out. And now the batter will be Emmanuel Vargas.
You know how those center fielders are greedy.
Indeed, I do. Vargas, the 24-year-old. We like to say ambitious. Vargas hits from the left side. He takes ball one outside. Lugnuts one, Loons nothing. Broadcasters are never that way.
Not at all.
That would be funny, though, Adam, if I was calling a fly ball to center field and suddenly you called for it. Fastball up and away. You want to try that? As this next pitch, whenever it's hidden to play, you suddenly go, I got this, Jesse. And you call the rest of it just like Denzel would take in that fly ball. The windup. And the pitch. Vargas takes a called strike from Walkinshaw. How's his breaking stuff looking so far to you?
I mean, it looks great. His slider, obviously, is well-documented. That's how he got his first two strikeouts in that first inning.
2-1. Vargas takes outside. Three balls, one strike on the player who leads the Midwest League on on-base percentage.
This has been the only trouble, though. A couple batters he's gotten behind here with Vargas and did it with Vivas.
The pitch. Vargas takes a called strike on the outside corner. He thought maybe he had drawn another walk. He knows a thing or two about that. He has drawn 64 this year, second in the league behind Beloit's Nassim Nunez. Now the 3-2. Up very high, and that is walk number 65. First walk given out by Walkinshaw. Vargas on. One out. 1-0 Lugnuts. There's the third baseman, Luis Diaz, in his second game as a member of the Great Lakes Loons. He went 0-for-3 in the first. He walked once. He struck out twice. He scored a run. Righty, righty. Similar stance to Jose Ramos. The pitch, he swings and fouls it away to the right side. That is, he stands up straight and tall, Luis Diaz. He's only 5'11", but he stands up as tall as he possibly can. And his left foot, his front foot, the toes are right there encroaching upon home plate on the very boundary of the batter's box toward the catcher. The right foot, the back foot is back. The pitch, up high and inside. Tell you something else that he does. Adam, I don't ever remember a batter doing this. Watch, as Walkinshaw delivers in the pitch, that right foot is not dug in. He moves his back foot. Vargas the lead at first. Here you go. The pitch. He swings and pops it up in a shallow right. Second baseman Drew Swift underneath. He's got the catch. And there's out number two. I've never seen a batter, as the pitcher delivers, step closer with the back foot to home plate.
Yeah, that just seems like a recipe for disaster with happy feet, but he's found something that works.
Next up, it's Harold Restituyo, the Loons left fielder, number 8 hitter in their order, heading 250 through 6 games. He rests the bat in his right shoulder. First pitch, he swings and bounces it foul, strike 1. Restituyo had just joined the Great Lakes Loons when the Loons were playing in Lansing, Michigan. I remember going downstairs delivering the lineups, and there was a new guy with his bag right there. Joined on July the 8th. And so here he is, game number 7 with the Loons. All 5 of his hits, hits so far are singles. 1-0 Nuts, the pitch. Front door slider, strike called. No balls and 2 strikes on Restituyo. 21 years of age out of Santo Domingo. At first, Vargas. The pitch. Check swing. Went too far. Strike 3. Escapes catcher Soderstrom. And everybody's going to be safe. It's a strikeout for Walkinshaw, but Restituyo up to first and Vargas to second. So now Ismael Alcantara. Sometimes a pitcher's stuff can be a little bit too filthy. Righty, righty. Number 9 batter in the Loons order. Here's the pitch to him. Up and inside, ball 1. Official score declared that a wild pitch, by the way, for Walkinshaw. It is his 3rd strikeout. 1-0 Lugnuts lead. The pitch coming. Bouncing ball up the third base side. It stays fair. And Jack Winkler, with his right foot down in the bag, accepts it, forcing out Vargas and retiring the side. Excellent patience from Jack Winkler. In the bottom of the second inning, 1 walk, no hits, no runs. 2 Loons left. 2 scoreless for Jake Walkinshaw. Adam Jackson takes over the call. He doesn't need to call for it in advance either. Lugnuts lead the Loons 1-0.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
more than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Hello there, as we head to the top of the third at Dow Diamond, Lansing in front 1-0, and here comes the 19-year-old Max Muncy, already a double to his name tonight. First pitch, that's in there, strike one from Ben Kasparius. Muncy now with four hits with the Nuts, they've all been extra base hits. The pitch, swing and a miss, slider away, no balls, two strikes. First two at-bats, doubles back in Lansing. Then he tripled in the tying and leading runs in that seventh inning on Sunday in the series finale against Lake County. Then a double in the first inning tonight, and Tyler Soderstrom knocked him in with a single a couple of pitches later. That's the difference in this game. 0-2 pitch. Bouncing ball, foul. That one heading back towards Soderstrom in the on-deck circle. So fascinating, these two, the first rounders, linked together by that, and then playing together now at high A, and linked together in the batting order, 2 and 3. The pitch, slider away, 1-2 on Max Muncy.
I think there was a feeling that the A's went safe with their first rounders, college guys, and then they went high school Soderstrom, high school Muncy, and great returns.
The pitch, hard hit, roped and caught by Diaz at third. That was headed for another potential double. That one not quite as high, but still 105 off the bat for Max on that pitch.
He just hits everything hard. What a hitter.
And he doesn't go up there for singles. Goodness.
And what I enjoy is it's two strikes, and he's still swinging hard.
First pitch to Tyler Soderstrom. Outside, ball one. 1-0 Lansing in the top of the third. First of six this week at Great Lakes. Final series up here in Midland before the Loons come back in a few weeks to Jackson Field to wrap up the season series between the two. That offering, a little bit low. 2-0. Tyler Soderstrom can hit pretty darn good himself. His 84th game tonight, 18 doubles, 3 triples, and a team-leading 17 home runs. He's driven in 65 lug nuts this year. The pitch home. Swing and a miss on the fastball. 92 on the shoot from Kasparius. 2-1 on Soderstrom. RBI single brought in Max in that first at-bat in the opening frame. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Another fastball by him. That's 2-2 on the lefty, Tyler Soderstrom. 6'2", 200-pounder. 20 years old from Turlock, California. 19-year-old Max and 20-year-old Tyler. The pitch lifted out to right field. Ramos is going back. He's at the track looking up. That ball is gone. Home run number 18 for Tyler Soderstrom. And he's got both Lansing runs tonight. They're up 2-0 in the third.
Adam, this is going to sound silly. He didn't even really get it. Do you know what I mean? He didn't get all of it, but he's such a powerful hitter, he got enough.
It was an effortless swing for Soderstrom, but you're right, a lot of them have looked effortless this year, and it's just a lofted shot out to right, just in front of the video board. And Soderstrom goes deep for an 18th time this year. How about that? First pitch to Jack Winkler, inside, ball one. That's the third home run this year for Soderstrom against the Loons. Kasparius lifts and throws. Bouncing ball, back up the middle. Gloved on the run by Vivas. Turns around, throws back to first, bouncing. And it's knocked down by Vargas, but he can't catch it. And Winkler in with a base hit. So back-to-back Lugnuts reach in this third inning. Soderstrom tonight, 2 for 2 with two driven in. And Jack Winkler right behind him, 2 for 2 with a couple of singles. The meat of the order doing what you expect them to do. Muncy with a hit. Soderstrom with two. Winkler with two. Muncy's out was a rocket that looked like it was set for a double. There goes Winkler. Pitches inside. Throw down is on the backside. Tag by Vivas, and he gets Winkler. Was running towards first base to try and catch that ball that was up the up the base to the right of it. And in the process of catching it, tapped the backside of Winkler, who was sliding in. And the bases are now clear. Two outs.
That's a tough call because Winkler was already past the fielder.
1-0 pitch to Jared McDonald. Low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 Lansing in the top of the third. Second time through the order. Similar to what we saw the first time. Jared McDonald flied out to left in his opening at bat. Hit it pretty good, but couldn't get it over the head of Restituyo. The pitch home. Swing and a tapper that spins around the batter's box. 2-1 on McDonald. Shade covering now just past the mound and to the left side of the diamonds. Rest of the infield and the entire outfield still in the sun. The pitch, checked it, up high. They appeal down to first, and McDonald doesn't go around. Felix Neon giving the safe sign. 3 balls and a strike on Jared, who's got the bright red batting gloves tonight. Bat behind his head, the pitch, down low, outside, ball 4. There's the first walk, given up by Kasparius. So Lansing now has had 3 straight batters reach, and you don't have that tough luck call. And tag out of Winkler. They're at first and second with 1 out right now. Instead, runner at first, and here's Denzel Clark. Lansing trying to get a little momentum and get something going. Good opportunity this week to maybe take advantage of a faltering Loon squad. They've lost 4 of their last 5. Just dropped 2 of 3 to West Michigan here at home. Lansing won the last series against the Loons a few weeks ago at Jackson Field. First pitch, shoots in, strike 1 on Clark. Off speed, 85 mile an hour pitch. Clark with those black socks pulled up, gray pants tucked just below the kneecaps. Spins the bat in a circular motion behind his head. The pitch, that's in there, strike 2. Again at the bottom of the zone, that one 93. Sperry is trying to limit the damage here. Just give up the solo shot to Tyler Soderstrom. Lansing in front by a pair. Runner at first. And Jared McDonald with 2 outs. The righty Kasparius throws that way. He's now given up 7 runs to the Nuts in his 2 outings. In his 7 2/3 innings worked against Lansing. Getting the start tonight. Kasparius set and throws. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball again gets Denzel Clark. He strikes out for the second time. That'll do it for the third. Lansing gets 2 more hits and a walk. And a Soderstrom bomb, his 18th this year, makes it 2-0 Lugs heading to the bottom of the third.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this, and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Two to nothing Lugnuts as we bring you to the bottom of the third at Dow Diamond up in Midland, Michigan. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight for the series opener between the Nuts and the Loons. Jake Walkinshaw has given up a couple of base runners, but no runs yet as he faces the top of the order. Addis Leonard takes strike one. Base hit for Vivas in the first, a walk and a strikeout, wild pitch in the second. Left two runners stranded. The pitch, swing and a miss. That slider runs away from Leonard. It's no balls, two strikes. Walkinshaw with three Ks. ERA coming into this one, phenomenal for Walkinshaw, 1.2. After four starts with Lansing, K'd the Loons nine times the first time he saw him. The pitch, swing and a miss. Goes fastball up and out. Leonard chases. That's strikeout number four for Walkinshaw. Well, the Major League Baseball draft just a couple of weekends ago, and now the next part of that draft is seeing who signs with the Athletics. So all the players have options, and if they want to go back or come with the A's, go professional. That pitch down low outside to Diego Cartayo for one with a strikeout. 2-0 Lugs in the bottom of the third. As of yesterday, the A's have signed seven of their top 10 picks. The pitch, bouncing ball, foul, third base side. One ball, one strike. They've signed the big guys up top. Susak, the first rounder, Bolte, Elliott. So some A's that are getting added to the system. That pitch up and in, two balls and a strike. Colby Thomas, Jacob Waters, and Brock Rodden, the only three out of the top 10 picks that have not yet been signed. The pitch, swing and a miss, two balls, two strikes. The deadline going to be August 1st on whether or not they sign or elect to stay in high school, stay in college. But that's only part of half the process. When you pick the player, you're hoping that they sign with you as well. The pitch, that's outside. Three balls, two strikes. So great to see. We talked about it earlier in this game. Muncy, Soderstrom, last two top picks. High schoolers, Daniel Susak, of course, the collegiate player, signs. Pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And Cartaya is down again as he continues to struggle against the Nuts. Two Ks in this third inning against the top of the order for Jake Walkinshaw.
It's the mark of a good pitcher. When they know you, they see you, and you're still striking them out. Adam, back to this draft, by the way. Jonathan Mayo sent out his newsletter earlier today, Minor League Baseball, and he praised the A's draft.
A pitch. That's outside. Ball one to Yorbit Vivas. I said some good things about getting some top prospects. And again, the A's went after best available in this draft. The pitch popped up. That's out of play. One ball, one strike. One of the biggest gets for them in terms of signing away was Henry Bolte, the 56th overall pick. He was committed to head to Texas, and the A's have signed him, so he'll join the squad. $2 million, the signing bonus. The pitch, that's in there. Strike two.
I really like that mix, too, of they got great college players and a Daniel Susak, their first rounder, a Clark Elliott, a Colby Thomas, and then a huge high-ceiling high school guy in Bolte.
Next pitch up high, two balls, two strikes on Vivas.
Right, that helps out all levels of your system.
Keeping it diverse, some younger guys, some more skilled guys, more polished. The pitch, this is hit high into the sky. out in shallow right. McCall going over. Now back goes Swift with a basket catch on the run and flips it to Richards as he completes the final out. So they get a 1-2-3 third against the top three in the order. Leonard, Cartaya, and Vivas. We're off to the fourth. Lansing 2, Great Lakes none from Dow Diamonds.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
First pitch to the top of the fourth. Inside corner, strike one against Gabriel Maciel. Lansing in front 2-0 up here at Dow Diamond. Appreciate you stopping in for your Tuesday evening. Kasparius set, digs in, kicks and throws. That's bouncing and inside in front of Maciel. He spins out of the way. One ball, one strike. Bottom third of the card, Maciel, Kevin Richards, Patrick McCall, the three up here in the fourth. Lansing out hitting Great Lakes 5-1. Leading in the runs column, 2-0. No errors tonight for either side. A pitch home from the righty. Swing and a miss from the switch-hitting lefty, Maciel. One ball, two strikes. Maciel lined out to shallow left in his first at-bat. The pitch. That's outside. Two balls and a strike. 23-year-old Gabriel Maciel. Third ever Brazilian player for the Lansing Lugnuts. Jan Gomes, and Eric Pardinho, the others. This pitch inside, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss there, or a swing and a foul off, rather, from Maciel. That one going off, it looks like, that back left foot, and he's taking his batting helmet off and trying to walk it off to the right side of the batter's box. Really grimacing. That's a tough one there. Just a stinger, unfortunately, that he's going to have to give a couple of minutes and hopefully feel a little bit better.
Pardinho, by the way, an interesting story. Jan Gomes, the first ever Brazilian player to make the major leagues. Pardinho, remember, he was a Lugnut in 2019 and then sidelined in Tommy John. Finally back this year and pitching in Dunedin. 10 innings, only one run, four hits, 11 strikeouts. He's been great.
A 2-2. That's outside. Three balls, two strikes. Jesse, do you remember where Eric Pardinho made his Lansing Lugnuts debut?
It was right here in Midland.
Yes, it was. That back in 2019 with the Nuts. 3-2. Swing, and this is lifted out to shallow right. Coming in, Ramos trying to get there. He can. It's a base hit for Gabriel Maciel. Leadoff man is on in the fourth for the Nuts.
It's so funny to me. Max Muncy and Tyler Soderstrom get nothing but barrels. Gabriel Maciel, his game is missing barrels. That's a tennis drop shot in between the second baseman and right fielder.
You call them dunkers.
It's It's all about the right fielder Ramos. His initial break is not in. It's a big full swing, and yet he's mishit it, and it's another knock.
All right, here's Kevin Richards. Throw back to first. Check in. Maciel back to the bag. 2-0 Nuts in the top of the fourth. They're looking for more. Run in the first, run in the third. Leadoff man and Maciel aboard. He's got 5 stolen bases this year on 7 attempts. Kasperius throws. Lifted in the infield by Richards. First base side. Vargas backing up in fair territory. Calls off Vivas, makes the catch. And Richards is put away. One out. So now Patrick McCall. Kind of a lazy game so far, but there's been some big moments for the Nuts. A double from Muncie. Soderstrom kind of calmly knocked him in a couple of pitches later. Then Tyler. And what looked like an effortless swing his second time up. A homer to right. 2-0 Tyler Soderstrom in this one. Patrick McCall reached on a fielder's choice in his first at-bat. The pitch, there goes Maciel. It's a bouncing ball towards second. Backs up Vivas. Bobbles, now throws to first and just gets McCall. There's a little sliver on the edge of the back of the infield that's still in the sun. The rest of the infield is covered in shade, and that is exactly where that ball was hit. And the sunglasses are up for Vivas. And I wonder if that may have played a part in why he didn't field that cleanly. Was able to stick with it, though, and get the second out at first base.
Feels weird to say he lost a grounder in the sun. But he did. Adam, I think he misplayed that. I think he's got to attack that and get it in the shade. He got very lucky.
Here's Drew Swift now with a runner at second. The pitch, that's in there. Strike one. Lansing looking to potentially take a 3-0 lead. Swift scuffling in that series against Lake County. 0-2 tonight. Fly out and a ground out. Maciel, excellent speed at second. And running with 2 outs, he could easily come in to score. The pitch. In there. Strike two on Drew Swift.
I think what we saw from Swift his last time up was trying to get himself off the Schneid. Lay it on a bunt, maybe beat it out, get that confidence going again. Just Diaz made a great play of it at third.
See if he can protect here, down 0-2. 56 hits this year for Drew Swift as he plays in his 59th game. The pitch, low and outside. Swift lays off of it. 1-2.
Watch it, imagine you're Ben Kasperius. Aren't you saying to yourself, I have to get Drew Swift. I do not want to take on the Muncy-Soderstrom combo.
Yeah, I think that's why he said, let me pour in 2 quick strikes, get ahead. That's exactly what he did. Muncy has blasted 2 balls up over 100 miles, exit velo. The pitch, shot foul. And, of course, Soderstrom. Line drive base hit, and then a rocket homer to right. That's been the offense. And that's what you expect from two guys taken in the first round the last couple of years. Seeing some of what the future is expected to look like for the A's, and both of them together here at High A, a special sight. The pitch, bouncing ball, weakly hit towards third. Diaz charging, grabs, throws to first in time to Vargas to get Swift. Great play by Diaz. Lansing leaves the base hit from Maciel, stranded at second. We head to the home half of the fourth. Lansing 2, Great Lakes none.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Things looking good so far for the Nuts as we enter the bottom of the fourth. 2-0, Lansing leading at Dow Diamond in Midland. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Stressler with you tonight. Game number 91 of 132 this summer. Jose Ramos, Alex DeJesus, Emmanuel Vargas, the three against Jake Walkinshaw, who so far has only allowed one hit and has racked up five strikeouts. First pitch, there's that coveted slider low and inside. Strike one on a Ramos swing and miss.
You say coveted. Jose Ramos says, not me.
The pitch. There's the fastball. He doesn't swing at that one. It's poured in. Strike two. Now, he's not alone in terms of his teammates and other members of the Midwest League trying to figure out that Walkinshaw slider. The pitch. Fastball up. One ball, two strikes. Jake, a three-pitch guy. But we know that slider has been the one that has really hand-tied many batters. Fastball, slider, and a change. The pitch, there is the slider just off the outer edge. Trying to locate it or get a swing from Ramos. He laid off. Two balls, two strikes. Walkinshaw working quickly as we're just coming up on an hour in. Sitting in the bottom of the fourth. Turns, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Six strikeouts for Jake Walkinshaw. Boy, he has been so impressive. Struck out the Loons nine times the first time around. Now six to give him 15 in two outings so far against the Loons. You know where strikeouts don't occur? The home run derby.
That's right.
And big swings in the home run derby. Alex DeJesus steps in. And he takes a first-pitch fastball, strike one. The home run derby is going to be the subject of our trivia question tonight. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Went with the changeup there. Question tonight, how many times has an Oakland Athletic won the home run derby? Please let us know with your answers at Adam Jaxa, at Jake Goldstrass on Twitter. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, went fastball at 92. That's seven strikeouts for Walkinshaw. My goodness. Two in the third, two in the fourth now, and two in the first.
I think he's in the Loons batter's heads.
Waiting for that slider potentially on the third pitch, but he's mixing up. Went fastball, his changeup working well. Keeping them guessing. Now here's Emmanuel Vargas with two outs. First pitch, outside corner, strike one. 2-0, Lansing, bottom four. Send in those answers as well to Jake Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Love to hear how many A's have, as this pitch is flied out to right field. Clark going over towards left and makes the catch in the sun for the third and final out. Again, how many times has an Athletic won the home run derby? Let us know. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler returns with the play-by-play right after this. 2-0 Lansing off to the fifth inning.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jake Walkinshaw has four scoreless innings. He struck at seven. And as we go to the fifth inning, Max Muncy and Tyler Soderstrom are coming up, and then Jack Winkler, 2-3-4 in the Lugnuts offense. Lugnuts leading 2-0 at Great Lakes over the Loons. And the first game of a six-game series in Midland. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Here's Max Muncy, first pitch. Lifted foul, soaring off the right side, strike one. Taking on the right-hander, Ben Kasparius. Muncy in the first inning lasered a double off the left field wall. In the third inning, he hung a clothesline right to the third baseman, Diaz. 104-mile-an-hour out. 1-for-2, one run scored. The 0-1. Breaking ball outside. 1-1. During the inning break, after the fourth inning came to an end, I asked Adam Jaxa the question, which is more fun right now? Kasparius' pitch. Muncy takes a ball way outside of the backstop. Is it watching Max Muncy and Tyler Soderstrom hit, and those two have combined to bring in the Lugnuts two runs, or is it watching Jake Walkinshaw pitch?
How do you pick?
This has been a blast. Oh, by the way, Jack Winkler due to hit third this inning. He's 2-for-2 with two singles. Home plate umpire Joe McCarthy has wandered out to the mound where Ben Kasparius is kicking around at the landing area. McCarthy is checking it out, too. It's very wet and swampy, and it's clumping up the mud on his spikes. So he's headed to the back of the mound to try to separate some of that mud as McCarthy heads right back to the home plate circle and says, hey, Ben, still have to deliver this 2-1 pitch to Muncy. Here it comes. Up and inside, ball three. Mound maintenance continues to be in order. The Max Muncy, maximum Max Muncy is what we are seeing. A 3-1 offering. Foul tipped into the mid of the catcher, Cartaya. On the count is full. 25th overall selection in the 2021 draft out of Thousand Oaks High School. Ask for time. Time granted. His coach in high school, Jack Wilson, the major leaguer. How great is it to learn how to play short from major league shortstop? 3-2 pitch. Down low, ball four. Max Muncy is on.
Well, it's either a double or a triple or a walk when he comes to the plate.
That is just his second walk with the Lugnuts. And I say, Adam, just his second walk because he walked so many times with Stockton. Now, there were a bunch of strikeouts, too, but he has a great batting eye to go along with that vicious bat.
Well, give him some time, Jesse. It's only his fourth game, okay?
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm rushing him. Tyler Soderstrom today has an RBI single and a homer. The pitch. Soderstrom whacks it to dead center. Alcantara rushes back. He's at the wall. That ball is gone to the left of the batter's eye. Tyler Soderstrom's second homer of the game. Number 19 for the year. 105 miles an hour off the bat. 418 feet to center field. 4-0 Lugnuts. 4-0 Tyler Soderstrom.
The Tyler Soderstrom game. Wow.
And then a handshake at home plate with Max Muncy. You know, just two professionals going about their offensive business.
And Tyler's going, listen, young buck, I can't have you showing me up now. What a game for Tyler Soderstrom.
I mean, we've got Northern California and Southern California representing in the high school ranks. Good heavens. Here's Jack Winkler. Fouls off the first pitch to the screen, strike one. All Jack has done so far is go 2-for-2, and I'm sorry, that's not enough to take any headlines on a day like today.
Singles, that's all you got for me, Jack? Singles.
Righty, righty, nobody on, nobody out. The kick, the pitch, Winkler swings and misses, strike two. Oh, by the way, Tyler Soderstrom now has 69 RBIs this year, and while that is nice, that is also the league-leading spot for RBIs in the Midwest League. This pitch is high, a fastball from Kasparius, 1-2. Soderstrom has overtaken Christian Encarnacion Strand, promoted from Cedar Rapids. The step back, the leg kick, the pitch. Winkler lays off, breaking ball down and away. Adam, you having fun yet?
Yeah, I think this has been a pretty fun game.
4-0 Lugnuts. I think Soderstrom might have cracked a smile on his way around the bases that last time. The pitch sails high and wide, and 3-2 to Winkler. That is the thing. Jack Winkler is seeing the ball so well right now. He has been so productive for the Nuts, exactly as the A's foresaw. Payoff. Swing and a miss. It goes down on strikes here. Fastball high and tight. And for Ben Kasparis, it's strikeout number 4. So now Jared McDonald with one out. Base is clear. 4-0 Nuts. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into Cartaya's mitt. Strike 1. Jared is flying out to left. He has drawn a walk. He knows a little something about hitting multiple home runs in a game, as Soderstrom has done today. McDonald fouls off a fastball to the screen. Jared McDonald homered each of his first 3 at-bats in a fantastic game at Lake County. Tyler Soderstrom today, RBI single, homer, homer. The windup, Kasparis' pitch, lifted foul, heading out of play off the right side. 0-2. Four to nothing, Lugnuts. The windup. Here's the pitch. McDonald steps back and away from a fastball running in. Out of Western Oregon University. Began his college time, though, at Grand Canyon. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball up high and in. There's a player who was drafted by the Oakland Athletics this past year. In the draft, a reliever who was taken out of Grand Canyon. And the funny thing about it is, his name is Vince Riley. The pitch, swinging a high fly, hit out to left. Restituyo over to his right, runs it down, 2 outs. Vince Riley out of Grand Canyon University. Not only is Jared McDonald a former Antelope like Riley, but Vince Riley is a Max Muncy High School teammate. And wouldn't it be fun to see him in the Lugnuts bullpen? Wind, the pitch to Denzel Clark. Clark fouls it off his left leg. Strike 1. Now, Ben Kasparis has handled Clark so far. But I tell you, Adam, at any moment on any pitch, Denzel Clark could leave this crowd agape. Adam's trivia question today about home run derby. Well, the pitch to Clark. He swings, cues it down to first base. Weird spin right through the wickets of Vargas into right field, and Clark is on. That baseball was doing some peculiar turns, and the English that it spoke was not communicated by Vargas at first. Denzel Clark on E3.
Definition of a cue shot right there. Goodness.
Yes. And with that, here comes the manager of the Great Lakes Loons, Austin Chubb, out of the dugout first base way. We could be saying farewell to Ben Kasparis. And if that is indeed the last pitch that he throws, if you're Kasparis, you're going, I should have had the final out of this 5th inning. I should have gone 5 innings full. As it is, he's done. Call to the bullpen, top of the 5th, 2 men out. Denzel Clark at first base, a threat to run. And Gabriel Maciel is coming up. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. We're on the top of the 5th inning. The call to the bullpen has been made. But before I check in with Adam, on the new pitcher, Cole Percival. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Grubaugh Orthodontics is here to help you, Lansing Lugnuts fans. Grubaugh Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our affordable payment plans. with one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Lansing area, we love to see Lugnuts fans smile with confidence. Get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourgrewballorthodontics.com and book your free consult. That's grewballorthodontics.com. Adam, how about Cole Percival?
And a 6'5", 220-pound, 23-year-old from Riverside, California. Fastball, slider, and a changeup. He sat in the threes this year with the ERA through 23 games. 55 strikeouts, 25 walks. But Lansing Jesse has been pretty good against Cole this year. He's got an ERA of 9 against the Lugs through two games. In five innings pitched, he's given up 8 hits, 5 runs, a homer, with 5 strikeouts and 3 walks. And the Nuts are hitting just under 350 against the tall 6'5 righty.
Throws hard, but we know to beware of his changeup. Oh, by the way, the runner at first base, Denzel Clark, a threat to steal second. Had to do so immediately. The Great Lakes Loons on your scorecard are changing from pitcher number 41 to pitcher number 40.
Number 39 coming up next.
Let's see, who is number 39? Adam, they don't have a number 39. They don't have a number 39.
That's not what we were looking for.
What are we going to do?
You think Percival is excited that he hopefully won't have to see Muncie or Soderstrom in this
yes.
half inning?
Oh, Maciel is the batter with two outs, and then Richards, and then McCall, and then the top of the order, and then Drew Swift. And then after that, then Muncie and Soderstrom. The big right-hander to the 5'8 Maciel. Clark starts and stops. The fastball is high, and the catcher Cartier rose up, and he stared at Denzel. One ball, no strikes, and Gabriel Maciel, 1-for-2. A fly out to left, and a single to right. Shortstop Leonard is playing right up the middle. Percival comes set at the belt. Here's the pitch. Clark again starts and stops. Back pick to first base, but Denzel back in standing. Denzel once again took that hard step, and that was enough for Diego Cartaya to unleash the throw. Let everybody see his arm. That's something that I remember with Drew Millis last year. Remember Millis before the A's traded him to the Nationals? Mm-hmm. Any chance he got to throw a back pick. 2-0. Percival to Maciel. Clark starts and stops. The pitch is outside, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Well, now, there's much more that Cole Percival and Diego Cartaya have to worry about than a Denzel Clark steal attempt. Maciel Fleet, does he give him a strike on 3-0? Here's the pitch. He does, right down the middle. Center cut, strike called. A 3-1 will wait. Percival hops off the rubber and stares Denzel Clark back into first base. Denzel 3-for-3 in stealing bases with the Lugnuts. They are well aware. Here's the pitch. Clark runs. It's up, and that's ball 4. 2-on, 2 out, and Kevin Richards.
Hey, look, Kevin!
Now, Maciel and Clark could absolutely pull off a double steal. Kevin Richards is 0-for-2. He has struck out. He has popped out. On the strikeout, he actually reached first base on a drop third strike and a wild pitch. Righty, righty. The pitch from Cole Percival. Richards hits a high fly out to left center field. It's carrying well. That ball one hops off the wall. Clark scores. Maciel's coming around to score. Richards pulls in a second as the throw comes in. A two-run double into the left center alley by Kevin Richards. And the Lugnuts lift their lead to 6-0.
Well, we've talked about it over the last week or so. Kevin Richards has been starting to barrel some more baseballs. Happened out in Fort Wayne. He had the triple back at Jackson Field this past weekend against Lake County. And there doubles out to left center field. And Lansing just pouring it on in this one.
It is no longer just Tyler Soderstrom for Loons nothing.
That's tough. You hate to see that for Tyler. Got to share the wealth, I guess.
Cole Percival against Patrick McCall, batting left. The pitch is on its way. McCall takes a strike, called on the outside corner. A four-run top of the fifth inning for the Lugnuts. Two-run homer, Soderstrom. Two-run double, Richards. McCall is 0 for 2, two grounders. Percival's pitch. Fouled off into the screen on the left side. Then bouncing down in front of the on-deck hitter, Swift, who swiftly underhands it to the Loons' first base side dugout. Six to nothing, Lugnuts. And the Lugnuts are out hitting the Loons 8-1 because Jake Walkinshaw on the other side has been marvelous. Here's the pitch. McCall swings and misses a fastball up and in. Percival strikes him out, and the side retired. Lugnuts score four. Two walks, one error, two big swings. Tyler Soderstrom's 19th homer of the year. Kevin Richards delivers his third double with the Lugnuts. Both knocked in two. Halfway to the house, it's now the Nuts six, the Loons nothing.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Loons will bring up their 7-8-9 batters for the last of the fifth inning, trailing the Lugnuts by a 6-0 score. The Nuts right-hander Jake Walkinshaw of Southern New Hampshire University to face Diaz, followed by Restituyo and Alcantara. Luis Diaz takes ball one up and inside. For Walkinshaw, four innings, one hit, one walk, seven strikeouts. Righty-righty, the pitch to Diaz, down and away. Two balls, no strikes. So now Jake Walkinshaw in two starts against the Loons. We combine this one with his prior appearance. That would be eight innings, three hits, no runs, two walks, 16 strikeouts. This pitch is right down the middle. Out of called strike taken by Diaz. 16 Ks and eight scoreless, but he's not done. He was done after four scoreless that last time. Deals the 2-1. Diaz swings and misses. 2-2. Walkinshaw to the plate. Slider fouled off. A bouncer to the left side. And we stay right here. When you play baseball at Southern New Hampshire University, you are a penman. They are the SNHU penman. Dates back to colonial times. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball hit out to right field. Richards to his right. He has it well tracked. He's got the catch. And he also has the out number one for the bottom of the fifth inning. It's all because Southern New Hampshire University was originally the New Hampshire College of Accounting and Commerce. And if you were an accountant in colonial New Hampshire, you used a pen, you used a quill. Well, it's funny because Jake Walkinshaw actually began out of the pen. He was a pen man when he first debuted in the A's system. Deals to Harold Restituyo, smacked up the middle, a base hit in the center field. Denzel Clark on hand, gloves, gets it in. One out single for the Loons, trailing 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Second base hit for the Loons brings up Ismael Alcantara.
In a long time, first inning, last time the Loons have gotten a hit. Walkinshaw's just kind of been rolling along this right now. I mean, we still have a long way to go sitting in the fifth, but it could be up there for maybe the performance of the year by the Nuts if they keep pouring it on.
First pitch, Alcantara shows bunt. It's up, ball one. If you've missed it, Tyler Soderstrom, the Lugnuts catcher and number three hitter, delivered an RBI single in the first inning, hit a solo home run in the third, and then a two-run homer in the fifth. The pitch, inside corner, strike called. Oh, by the way, because the Lugnuts sent eight batters up to the plate in the top half of this fifth inning, Drew Swift, Max Muncy, and then Tyler Soderstrom will bat in the sixth. Righty, righty. Walkinshaw to Alcantara. A 1-1. Slider just misses outside. Alcantara grounded into a fielder's choice his first time up. It was a fun play, too. The Loons had runners at first and second with two outs, and it was a ground ball hit to third. Jack Winkler, the third baseman, put his foot squarely on the bag and accepted the grounder. Alcantara here hits a fly ball out to left center field, where Denzel Clark ranges over, makes the catch to his right. Restituyo back to first base. Two outs. Anyway, I bring that up about Jake Walkinshaw being a penman. Adam, you know, coming into play today, Walkinshaw in his professional career with the A's, 20 relief appearances, 20 starts. But I dare say, based on what we've seen, he's got a home in the Lugnut starting rotation for as long as they'll have him. He is taking on now this Loons lineup for a third time around. Deals to Eddie Leonard. Slider just missed outside, ball one. Leonard opened up the bottom of the first inning. First strike one, and then he flied out routinely to center. And then Walkinshaw blazed right through him with a swinging strikeout in the third. One of Jake's seven strikeouts. Restituyo at first. Loons trail 6-0. Leonard grounds a base hit up the middle into center field. Denzel Clark scoops it up, plays it into shortstop. Restituyo stops at second on the Leonard single. Two on, two out for Diego Cartaya. The tenor of this game could change quickly if Cartaya finds a barrel. Diego Cartaya against the Lugnuts today, 0-2. Two strikeouts against Walkinshaw. Against the Lugnuts for the year, 0-13. Nine strikeouts. Righty, righty. Walkinshaw steps off the rubber. Leonard at first base. Restituyo at second for the Loons. Down by 6 runs. Home fifth inning, 2 outs. First pitch. Slider called a strike in the outside corner. That's a big pitch to start off Cartaya. Walkinshaw looks back at Restituyo. Deals. Slider chopped up the third base side. Grabbed by Winkler. Fires to second base to force at Leonard. He found the second baseman Drew Swift waiting on the throw. It was accurate and the inning is over. Fielder's choice for Cartaya. Now 0-14 against the Lugnuts. And we go to the sixth inning. No runs, two hits, both stranded for the Great Lakes Loons. The Lugnuts lead 6-0 going to the sixth. And the top of the order is coming up once again for Lansing when we return.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The mound has not bothered the Lugnuts' Jake Walkinshaw, but it is bothering the Great Lakes Loons. And so here in Great Lakes, there's major mound maintenance being done. Four members of the Loons grounds crew tending to that front of the mound currently before Cole Percival will go through his warm-up pitches. And we'll see the Loons and the Lugnuts open up the sixth inning. Five innings are in the books, and the Lugnuts are leading the Loons 6-0. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Loons and Lugnuts will play through Sunday, meetings number 13 through 18 in their 24-game season series this year. And then the Lugnuts and Loons will finish off the season series August the 16th through the 21st at Jackson Field in Lansing. Speaking of August, that's where we're going. Sunday will be July the 31st, and then a day off on August the 1st, and the Lugnuts will be back home. Lugnuts and West Michigan Whitecaps, August the 2nd through August the 7th at Jackson Field. Go to LansingLugnuts.com, get your tickets. You can also call 517-485-4500 during office hours. Ask for Nick LaLama if you would like. Get your tickets, and we'll see you at Jackson Field. This Lansing Lugnuts team, Adam Jackson to my left, this is perhaps as exciting as they have looked all season, and perhaps in a while.
Excuse me while I yawn, you know.
I wasn't going to say anything.
This is, though, you're right, Jesse. Yawning because we're waiting in between half innings, and I'm ready to see these guys come back up. I mean,
Adam, not enthused by mound maintenance.
No, listen, it's not going to help them out. Listen, you still got to pitch to Max Muncy, Tyler Soderstrom, back through the top of the order. It's been great, and this is kind of what made our eyes light up when the move was made to bring Max Muncy up, and kind of was hoping we would see it. I don't anticipate we're going to be seeing Tyler Soderstrom here much longer, but boy, we are going to soak it in as those two are batting two and three, and what a game tonight for both of them, and especially Tyler Soderstrom, reminding you that, yes, Max Muncy is kind of that new fun toy, right? The 2021 pick, but Soderstrom pretty darn good from the year before.
I'd like to think that we have, the word that comes to mind is enough bandwidth, but that we have enough enjoyment of baseball that we can enjoy Max, we can enjoy Soderstrom, we can enjoy Jack Winkler, who continues to play great baseball in the month of July, Jake Walkinshaw having a fabulous game. If Denzel Clark and Gabriel Maciel are going to spring a rally for Kevin Richards, there's a lot going on and we can enjoy it all. Here's Drew Swift to lead off the top of the sixth. Max Muncy is on deck, then Tyler Soderstrom. Lugnuts lead 6-0. Righty-righty, Cole Percival's pitch. Fastball high, ball one. By the way, the Lugnuts came into the series making some roster moves. Kyle Verbitsky, remember the 6'7 right-hander from Penn State? He's back with the squad, and he's back in the starting rotation. Percival's 1-0 for Swift. Fastball again up. Two balls and no strikes. Verbitsky last year drafted in the 17th round by the A's, and then he made his professional debut with the Lugnuts with Jack Owen. Well, Owen rejoined the Lugnuts from Stockton, and now Verbitsky has come to join the Lugnuts from Stockton. The toss. Swing and a miss. 2-1 on Drew Swift.
Well, again, this Lugnuts team seems like they're poised to go on a run with how much talent they have, and certainly getting a couple of pitchers that have done well at the lower levels is only going to help bulk up their roster.
A 2-1 pitch misses inside. Three balls and a strike. Swip facing Percival. And a situation where Percival does not want to put him on with Muncy waiting in the wings. By the way, Verbitsky will join the Lugnuts rotation. Stevie Emanuel's transferred to Stockton. It's a 3-1 offering. Inside and it hit him. And that hurts. Swift runs away from the home plate circle toward his dugout, and he is holding his right wrist and forearm. Hit by a pitch for the fourth time this year, and immediately the head athletic trainer, Jake Ruthier, is over to check him out.
This is bad news right there for Swift. Hopefully he's all right. Those ones coming on the hand, those are stingers. Oh.
Earlier this year, Jack Winkler, remember, was hit by a pitch on the forearm, and that sidelined him for basically a month.
Yeah. Hopefully he's okay here, because they can't afford to lose him. Just as we were mentioning, starting to kind of fill out their lineup a little bit, and he's been the top of the card, so important to it. We'll see if he stays in and he can keep on rolling here.
My suspicion is, well, I guess I should not continue talking. I was going to think, maybe they'll have Drew Swift still run the bases and then take him out. But he's getting removed from the game right now. And A. Rubio Angeles is sent in for him to pinch run.
Yeah, I think Drew wanted to stay in, but they don't want to risk it. And hopefully he's going to be all right. You don't want to see Drew Swift go on the IL. He already had to start the year on the IL. And even though it was a shortened stint, get back. And hopefully he's okay. That's a tough blow there on what would have been ball four.
It is an indication, and I feel silly saying this, of the Lugnuts' depth. There was a time earlier this year where the Lugnuts had virtually nobody available off the bench. And here you do have a Rebil Anales getting the game off, who's able to immediately come in and pop in for Swift at second base, run the bases, and you know he gives you a great bat later in the order. Swift removed for precautionary reasons. And here's Max Muncy. Max today is 1-for-2 with a double, a line out, a walk, and two runs scored. Tyler Soderstrom has knocked him in twice. 6-0 Lugnuts, nobody out in the sixth. Righty-righty, Percival deals. Strike called to start him. Fastball at 95 miles an hour here on the stadium gun. Although I think that we've got a little track man in front of us that indicates 90 miles an hour. So perhaps that gun here in the stadium is flattering. Percival uncorks. A little low. That's that great Percival off speed. There is action in the Lugnuts pen. I wonder if Jake Walkinshaw might be done after 5 scoreless innings, 7 strikeouts. A 1-1 pitch from Muncy. On its way. Strike 2 called at the knees on the inside corner. Good slider from Percival. Well, what we have seen of Max Muncy as he takes the Cartaya time is that he has been comfortable batting with 2 strikes. He does not get down when the count gets deep. He gets some good swings. Here's the pitch from Percival. On its way. Swings and pops it up. Foul. Back our way. Towering over the rooftop. Maxwell Price Muncy. When we get into late August, we'll approach his 20th birthday. Anales at first, nobody out. The pitch. Line drive, right field. Ramos comes in. He makes a lunging catch toward the infield. Otherwise, Muncy was going to have another base hit. Anales back to first. It wasn't the full headlong dive. But Jose Ramos did leave his feet in the end, coming forward, landing on his knees and then onto his belly to secure that Muncy sinking line drive.
I kind of love it. I mean, I don't want Max to get singles. Let's just keep them all extra base hits in his Lugnuts tenure here.
Tyler Soderstrom's the next batter. Soderstrom does have a single. He's got it today. It was an RBI single. And then back-to-back homers. And now here's at bat number four. Fouled off into the screen.
You think he wants a Jared McDonald three-homer day?
I think he wants to hit the ball hard. And I think that has been where the home runs come from. It isn't from trying to hit a home run. I think that his swing is beautiful, and when he connects, he drives it. And he's so strong, sometimes he drives it out of the ballpark. Here's the pitch, outside. I honestly don't think that he needs to try to hit a home run to hit a home run.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, that first home run tonight was a great indicator. He just put bat on ball, and it just floated out to right field and left with a good distance.
Yeah. One on, one out. 6-0 Lugnuts in the sixth. The pitch. It's a high fly ball out to right center. This one's deep too. Alcantara's at the track to make the catch. Anales back to first. Soderstrom's out number two. That ball was driven.
Jeez, oh, Pete's, man. And another one that he's just poking the bat out there, and he goes to straightaway center and misses by about 5 feet. Goodness.
There are some guys who the ballparks just seem to play smaller for them. Here's Jack Winkler, who's 2-for-3, two singles. Anales runs, fastball's inside, throw down to second base, late and offline, and Anales has the feet for a steal. His seventh stolen base of the year, and he moves into scoring position for Winkler. So one ball and no strikes on Jack.
Anales really struggled at the beginning of the year, was getting caught on those stolen base attempts, and he's been 3-for-3 the last few games. Good to see him have some success and get in scoring position.
Ball went offering. Winkler fouls it off on a line down the right side. And a great catch made by a fan who is sitting on the lawn at the very top. He barehands it, leaning back. Star next to it on the scorecard.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive right there. It's been some good plays in this game, but that one, well done.
I mean, that's a wicked line drive. Percival's pitch, up high and a wide, two balls and one strike. Back to Anales and running. There was something that I read written about Cecil Fielder once, who I believe set the record for the longest period of time to start his career before finally stealing his first base. You gotta know when to go. You gotta know when not to go. Cecil Fielder knew when not to go. But it's all about picking your chances. On the 2-1, Winkler check swing foul back to the screen. And I think that Anales is running right now at the right times compared to earlier this year when he might have been forcing it.
Yeah, and I think that was part of the base running issues for all the Lugnuts at the beginning of the year. They really just didn't seem comfortable out there, whether they were getting picked off or they weren't able to rack up many steals. And now they've kind of got their feet underneath of them and grown as the year has gone on the base paths, and Anales certainly in that category.
He's at second. There are two outs. And this is a two-ball, two-strike pitch to number two, Jack Winkler. But first, Percival, the big left leg kick. And then spins around on the rubber, looks him back.
A lot of effort to get that big leg up and then not throw a pitch and just spin around.
Percival, 6'5", 220 pounds. That's a big leg. Has his sign. Ball into the black glove, set at the belt. Looks at Anales. Lets it fly. Fastball called strike three on the outside corner. Winkler thought, no way. Thought it was high, thought it was wide. Percival records his second strikeout. Lugnuts leave Anales at second base. Going to the bottom of the sixth inning. It remains the Lugnuts 6 and the Loons nothing.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jake Walkinshaw is indeed done as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Lugnut 6, Loons nothing. 3-4-5 coming up for the Great Lakes Loons. And the right-hander Shohei Tomioka will take on the high-A Dodgers affiliate. Jake Walkinshaw went 5 scoreless innings. He allowed 3 singles. That's it, 3 singles. He walked one, he threw a wild pitch, he struck out 7. So now in 2 starts against the Loons this year, 9 scoreless innings, 5 hits, 2 walks, 16 strikeouts. Genius stuff. Shohei Tomioka to the left-handed hitting Yorbit Vivas. Strike called on the outside corner. Tomioka makes his 9th relief appearance of the year, his 11th overall appearance. His ERA 9.58. He struggled early on. Fires. Ground ball hit to second base, vacuumed by Eurybio Anales just into the game to pinch run for Drew Swift. And he throws to first for the out. You know, they do say that the ball finds you. And in this case, that is absolutely the case.
It's never a lie. Anales up to the task.
Yeah, it just looked so easy for him. He drank that baseball up. And then the throw to Pat McCall like he was just going through infield practice. Home plate umpire Joe McCarthy says, hang on, hang tight, everybody. Jake Walkinshaw, by the way, his overall numbers for the Lugnuts now. 20 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 walks, 5 walks, 26 strikeouts. Swing and a miss by Jose Ramos. Strike 1. This has been great to watch Jake Walkinshaw work his magic. And it's not just the killer slider, which is fantastic. And a 1. Line drive base hit in the center field for Ramos, skipping to Denzel Clark. Clark accepts, and the lob into short. A 1-out single for Great Lakes, their 4th hit of the game. If you missed it, Eurybio Anales is in the game, because Drew Swift was hit by a pitch in the top half of this inning and pulled precautionary reasons. So now Alex DeJesus, 0-2, flied out to left, struck out swinging, takes down low, ball 1. All of these loons are saying, you mean to tell me that that's not Jake Walkinshaw out there? Well, okay, giddy up. Tomioka peers over his left shoulder at the runner, Ramos. He lets it fly. Low, 2 balls, no strikes. And DeJesus earlier against the Lugnuts. So he played in all 6 games of the 6-game series earlier on this month at Jackson Field. He had 7 hits. Of those hits, 6 were singles, 1 was a double. But those hits hurt. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. He knocked in 6 runs in the 6 games. But the peculiar thing was he did not score a run. The offense came from his bat. It did not come from the guys hitting after him. And Austin Chubb batted him up in the order every single day, trying to get more and more. He swings and bounces down toward first, grabbed by McCall. Feeds second, Muncy gets 1, returns it to first, off the glove of Tomioka and bounces away. It was going to be late anyway. DeJesus beats out the fielder's choice. And Ramos, the lead runner, is eliminated. 2 outs now. Emmanuel Vargas steps in. Vargas walked and fly to center against Jake Walkinshaw. Left-handed batter resting the bat on his left shoulder at first base to Jesus. 6-0 Lugnuts lead. The pitch, swing and a miss. It disappeared on him. Strike one. He's the number six batter in the Loons order, which is remarkable when you consider that Imanol Vargas ranks atop the Midwest League leaders in a lot of categories. And I mean some really effective categories at that. Tomioka delivers. Ground ball right side base hit off a broken bat. DeJesus takes the turn. He heads to third base. Richards throw one hops into second. Single for Vargas. Loons at the corners. Here's the first real threat of the game.
Yeah, it just kind of shot through there. McCall was close to it, but it picked the perfect spot between Angeles and McCall. Kind of a jam shot there, but enough power on it to jet by, and Shohei Tomioka going to have to work out of this, try and preserve the shutout here in this sixth inning.
It's Luis Diaz who steps in. Do you remember Sauron Lau?
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers put Sauron Lau on the development list, and that's why Luis Diaz is here with Great Lakes. The pitch, he takes just inside, ball one. And Diaz with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, through 74 games was hitting .277. With 14 doubles and 11 homers, he had knocked in 59 runs. Looking to pitch in here for the Loons, down 6-0 in the sixth, two outs. The deal. Down and away. Nice job by Soderstrom to his right to receive. Two balls, no strikes. Pop out to second, fly out to right so far for Diaz today. He's waggling his black bat up and down over his right shoulder. The pitch fouled off into the screen. Because we have not seen much of Diaz, and because he has not reached base yet, we have not truly seen his carrying tool. He has great power. He has even better speed. He stole 27 bases for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. At first, Vargas. At third, DeJesus. Tomioka's 2-1. Bouncing ball hit on the right side. Grabbed by first baseman McCall. Underhands to Tomioka. Gets to the bag. Tags it with the right foot. And ends the inning. The Great Lakes Loons collected two hits, but left two in another scoreless frame. We're going to the seventh. Lugnuts on top, 6-0 at Dow Diamond. Adam Jackson returns with the call.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
You having fun? We are 6-0. Lansing rolling as we head to the seventh in Great Lakes, Midland, Michigan, home of the Great Lakes Loons. They're going to make another pitching change after six innings, where Lansing has put up those six runs, one in the first, the third, and then a four-run fifth for the Nuts on eight hits. It was Ben Kasparius to start things off, then Cole Percival, a couple of righties, and now a lefty. Adam Scoggins into the game, the 24-year-old from Arizona. sets against Jared McDonald, and the pitch is outside. Ball one. Scoggins' fastball, cutter, slider, and a split changeup.
The command is the thing to watch for with him, Adam. 21 walks and 15 and two-thirds.
The pitch lifted down the right field side, twisting towards the berm, and into the seats. It goes into the seat, rather. A fan out there with one of those foldable chairs went for the grab, but couldn't come up with it. One ball, one strike on Jared McDonald. Scoggins added this year from extended spring training in late April. The pinch, that's kicked back. One ball, two strikes on Jared McDonald, who's 0 for 2 with a walk. Dancing, opening this one up with that four-run fifth inning. If you're just joining us, Tyler Soderstrom has gone yard twice. He's knocked in the first four runs of the game. Max Muncy has another hit, a walk, scored twice. A pitch, fouled back. Means 1-2. And Lansing has gotten great pitching from Jake Walkinshaw. And then, first time with a relief pitcher coming in, Shohei Tomioka in the sixth. Got out of a runners at first and third two-out jam to preserve the 6-0 lead into the seventh. The offering lifted out to shallow right field. Ramos starts right, now comes in, has room and a time as the ball floats towards his glove for the first out of this seventh inning. Scoggins from Oral Roberts. He started his JUCO career at Crowder College out in Missouri, then transferred to Oral Roberts after his sophomore season. From 2019 to 2021, Scoggins with Oral Roberts making 32 appearances, 53 strikeouts in 32 and a third innings. First pitch to Denzel Clark is fouled back, strike one. Lugnuts 6, Loons none in the first of 6 this week against Great Lakes up in Midland. About an hour 20 northeast from Lansing. Lugnuts looking to get a series victory and potentially climb closer to 500. That pitch down low as it skips in front of the plate. One ball, one strike. Well, he felt good about the Lugnuts' chances on Sunday. That was a back-breaking loss, so if they can complete this one tonight, would feel good. Lugs were down 2-0. Couldn't get anything going against Lake County until late. Pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. On Denzel Clark. Lansing goes for 3 in the 7th, takes the lead, but then they blow the lead in the 9th and end up losing 6-3. And a chance to win that series, get their record to 11-13, instead coming in a game back. The pitch, swing and a miss. That breaking ball continues to give Clark struggles. He's struck out on it 3 times tonight from a couple different pitchers. That's the first K for Scoggins, 2 away. To open up the seventh inning, and here's Gabriel Macio. Only somber news so far in this one. Drew Swift left back in that sixth inning, got hit in on the forearm on a pitch from Cole Percival. The pitch fouled back by Gabriel Macio. So Swift has been replaced by Aribio Angeles, and we'll keep an eye on if Drew's able to get back in the lineup later this week. The pitch home. Shot back. No balls, two strikes on Gabriel Macio. He's having a productive night. 3 good at-bats. Lined out in his first at-bat in the second. Restituyo was able to come up, make the catch, but then a base hit in the fourth, then walked and scored a run in the fifth. 6-0 Lansing in the seventh. Base is clear, 2 outs. Scoggins' pitch. Runs inside. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Macio, the Brazilian. Switch hitter, batting from the right side of the plate for the first time tonight against the lefty Scoggins. Signed in the Rule 5 draft from Minnesota in 2021 when he came over with the A's. 23 years old and calls time. Gray sleeve on his right arm with the white batting gloves that he'll restrap. Tall red ankle guard on that front left foot for Maciel. White shoe tops as he digs back in with that lower wide stance. The pitch home. Swing it, it's on the ground. Tucked in fair down the third base side, rolling to left field. Restituyo over to his right. Maciel jets for second as he loses his helmet. He's in, standing up with a double. His second hit tonight. And Maciel now with 8 two-baggers this year.
What a pure Gabriel Maciel ball game that we are seeing. Single on the flare to right, drawing the walk. This one, he just drops the barrel of the bat, and Adam, he tucks in between Diaz and the bag. And Diaz is a pretty darn good defensive third baseman, and then he turns on the Jets to hustle at that second base. It's just beautiful baseball from Maciel.
Yeah, that same swing on Sunday against Lake County, he couldn't get a double because Josh Vaughn Wright was in his way at second base. Swing and a miss by Richards. No one on right now, so Maciel says, okay, this time when I roll it just in between the bag and the third baseman, I'm taking two. And he's in scoring position for Richards, who already drove in two earlier in this game with a double himself. 6-0 Nuts in the seventh. The pitch, ooh, that comes in. It got the hand. It's his right hand that got hit by that pitch. And now he's down, crouched over as Jake Ruthier, the athletic trainer, is over peeking at Kevin Richards. Phil Pohl is down there as well. It was a started swing from Kevin Richards, and then that pitch just came in on him, got his hand. And I'm not sure, did they rule that it was a swing there, or is he going to get first base?
I saw no signal of a point down to first base.
Yeah. So, and not sure if it got hand first, or if it hit the bat and then the hand, or what, but all right. Richards getting checked out again by Jake Ruthier. It would be 0-2 if they ruled it a strike. It's that right hand. Batting glove is off.
Here's an instant replay for you, Adam.
Now he's coming around on the swing. It's close. Tough to tell. Looked like it may have caught bat and hand at the same time, or bat and finger, or finger on the bat. Either one. This doesn't look good for Kevin Richards. He is grimacing in pain every time Jake Ruthier works with him down there, trying to get him to flex his hands and clench his fist, but hopefully he can fight through the pain here. And he is going to leave the game as well.
It's Boy, amazing.
This is tough. This has kind of been the story for the Nuts this year. I mean, you just start to feel good for just even halfway through a game, and just like that, in the blink of an eye, you've got two guys that have left. And Josh Vaughn Wright looks like he's the man that's going to come in and take the place of Richards, as this has continued to be the story, not only in the A's organization, but with the Lugnuts specifically, outfielders. And it's one of the reasons why the A's went and got a couple of outfielders in the draft this year, because the depth in that position just hasn't been what it needs to be. And Josh Vaughn Wright now will come in, who has been an infielder but has been playing in the outfield. So he'll come in with a no-ball, two-strike count to try and finish up this at-bats. So Swift and Richards taken out due to injury. We resume play here. Maciel at second, two outs, 6-0 Nuts in the seventh. The pitch, right, takes it inside. Ball scoots up the third base side, but Cartaya able to get to it. No advancement there from Gabriel Maciel.
Your weird rule is, let's say Josh Vaughn Wright strikes out, because the first two strikes belong to Richards. The strikeout would go to Richards.
Two strikes on him. The pitch home. Lifted out to right center field. On the run, Alcantara to his left. He's underneath of it and makes the catch. So instead, a flyout to Richards.
No, that flyout belongs to Ryan.
just playing along. Yeah. All right, we head to the bottom of the seventh. Stretch it out. The Lugnuts leading the Loons 6-0.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
On to the bottom of the seventh, we move here in Dow Diamonds at Midland. Home of the Great Lakes Loons. Lugnuts have made it their home tonight, though, up 6-0. Shohei Tomioka's first pitch of the seventh. Swinging a foul tip into the glove, held on to strike one from Harold Castro. Harold Restituyo.
Harold Castro's a good hitter.
In the state of Michigan, there you go. Just a couple levels up. Next pitch is down low. One ball, one strike. It is Harold Restituyo. Strikeout and reached on a wild pitch, and then a base hit in the fifth. Second half inning for Tomioka. The pitch. That's inside. Two balls and a strike. The much-anticipated trivia question will be answered here shortly. Check in with that in just a moment. Red flavor for Restituyo with the high red socks, red shoes, and the red batting gloves as well. He takes strike two, 87 on the gun from Shohei. Two balls, two strikes, 8-9-1. Restituyo, Alcantara, and Leonard. The pitch home. Swing and a tapper foul. Remains two balls and two strikes. Lansing with the run in the first, one in the third, and four in the fifth. See some light blue and pink shades in the sky tonight as we are just past the 9 o'clock hour. Beautiful night for baseball. Just short of 80 degrees. High 70s and kind of starting to feel a little bit like fall here in the late weeks of July. The pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball in. Nice pitch by Shohei Tomioka. There's his first strikeout and his first out in the seventh. Ismael Alcantara now coming to the plate. All right, so we asked you about the home run derby and how many times an Oakland Athletic has won the derby. I was reading a little on Yoenis Cespedes today, Jesse, so I thought this would be a good question because Yoenis won it a couple of times. The pitch home. This is fouled out. Strike one. So the answer to tonight's trivia question.
We did have a guest set in by Paul Hammerly saying Cespedes won twice back-to-back years and Mark McGwire.
And he's right, so that would give us three. Three times an Athletic has won, and Paul's got it. The pitch. That's in there. Strike two. So it was Mark McGwire that won it back in 1992, and then Cespedes, remember, he went back-to-back just like Pete Alonso. Except Cespedes did it first in 2012 and 2013, or rather 2013-2014. That pitch is up. One ball, two strikes. 2013, Cespedes' debut. He was excellent. Remember his first couple of games with the Athletics? He had three home runs, kind of burst onto the scene, and the A's won the division. The pitch, a bouncing ball at the plate, foul. remains 1-2. Juan Soto, the winner this year, pay the man, right? Juan Soto, the batting champ, but thanks to Paul for guessing correctly. Three times an Athletic has won the home run derby, and twice, most recently by Yoenis Céspedes. The pitch. That's a little bit inside. Two balls, two strikes.
Looking at that 1992 home run derby win for Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds finished dead last. Ken Griffey Jr. was the runner-up. Took place in San Diego, Jack Murphy Stadium.
Ken Griffey would get his revenge a few other times. The pitch, swing and a tapper. Alcantara stays alive. Griffey won in 94, and then he went back-to-back in 98 and 99. That kind of seems like the pinnacle years when, man, there were some great mashers, those home run derbies.
The thing about those years, though, if you look at the winning total and you compare it to today's day and age, Griffey won in 94 with a total of 7.
Time called at the plate. Well, they've changed the format so many different times,
yes,
over the years, too. So that, these guys are, this guy's got to be sore and ice baths at the end of the night with how many rounds they have to make it through and how many swings they're taking. The pitch is a high bouncing ball right at McCall. Grabs, he's going to try and run to the bag himself. Does so, and then a collision as McCall gets spun down. And Alcantara ran right into him. And it certainly didn't look like there needed to be that collision, but he took out McCall there. Let's see if Alcantara is all right. I don't know if he didn't see McCall or he's just trying to run through it, but ran right into him. Second out. Looks like McCall's okay. Alcantara gingerly kind of walking back to the dugout.
That's a really dangerous play by Alcantara. Yeah. McCall's going to get there in front of him. He's giving his all. That's fine. But that's a big body that is flashing in front of you. And that is a violent collision. I do think it shook up McCall a little bit. Remember, he's got football background. His father, his grandfather, football players.
He's sharing a laugh with Loon's first base coach, Leon Herrera, over there. So it looks like he's all right. Now back to the top of the order for Eddie Slayenard. 6-0 Nuts in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch home. In there, strike one.
My favorite home run derby, by the way, when it comes to results, was 1990 at Wrigley Field, where if the wind is blowing out at Wrigley, it's great, perfect place to hit home runs. The wind wasn't, and 5 of the 8 participants got shut out.
Oh, man. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. That's a good-looking slider down there from Shohei Tomioka. Breaking ball. Cleaner inning for Shohei here. He allowed a couple of base hits in the sixth, but a strikeout, a ground out, and now up. No balls, two strikes on Leonard. Lansing trying to get us through seven. 7 outs away from a series opening victory up here in Midland, Michigan. Ball behind the back for Shohei Tomioka as he leans in, takes a peek. Set just above the belt from the stretch, and the pitch home. Lifted out to right field, twisting back. And it's Maciel that's moved over to right field, and he makes the catch. Joshuan Wright replaces Maciel in left after replacing Kevin Richards. 1-2-3, seventh for Shohei Tomioka. Lugnuts looking good, up 6-0. We head to the eighth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One in the first, one in the third, four runs in the fifth inning for the Lugnuts. Going to the eighth, up 6-0 over the Great Lakes Loons in the opener of a six-game series. New man on the mound, Aldry Acosta, has stepped in for the Great Lakes Loons, a right-hander wearing number 29. Acosta, so far, 8 appearances. One of those was a start, 7 from the pen, 9 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 walks, 4 strikeouts. So far, he has pitched to contact, and he has done so effectively. He'll take on 9-1 and 2. McCall followed by Analeas and then Muncy. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Fouled away off the left side, strike one. There now is that different feeling when you start to look up at the top of the Lugnuts order and see that you're getting into that Muncy-Soderstrom combo. Now pitch to McCall. Inside. Muncy and Soderstrom have scored 4 of the Lugnuts' 6 runs. Tyler Soderstrom has driven in 4 of the 6 runs. Pat McCall is 0 for 3. He takes the off-speed outside, and he's ahead of the count against Acosta. 2-1. Good to see Pat McCall still out there in the batter's box. He swings and misses. Good off-speed down. 2-2. In the bottom of the seventh inning, a violent, dangerous play. A ground ball hit to first base by Ismael Alcantara. It was taken in by McCall, who took it right to his bag. Had to hustle to get there. 2-2. McCall swings and misses, pulled off of it, and gone on strikes. One up, one down. Well, McCall realized that he really did need to run. Alcantara's fast. So McCall raced for first base. Alcantara raced for first base. And the two of their paths were perpendicular, leading to the bag. McCall got there, he stepped on the bag, and then Alcantara hit him in full. A Rebielanjales is the batter. He swings and taps the first pitch foul, rolling left, strike one. Lugnuts are batting with a 6-0 lead in the eighth. That's good. What isn't good, Drew Swift left the game, precautionary reasons, hit by a pitch in the sixth inning. That's why A Rebielanjales is in the game. And then in the bottom of the seventh inning, or I should say in the top of the seventh, as Analeas grounds to shortstop, Eddie's Leonard Fields throws to first, and Analeas is out number 2. In the top of the seventh inning, Kevin Richards departed after getting hit by a pitch. Hit him on the fingers. And so the Lugnuts had already lost 2 players departing due to precautionary reasons. And then there was the potential for the third with that hard collision at first base, McCall and Alcantara. Max Muncy is the next batter, 2 outs, nobody on. He takes, strike, called at the letters on the inside corner. Well, Muncy is 1 for 3. He has doubled, he has walked, he has lined out twice. He has scored 2 runs. Righty, righty. Pitch on its way. Fouled straight back into the netting. No balls and 2 strikes on Max. 6'1" tall, 180 pounds. Upright stance, easy stance, holds his hands very close to his right shoulder, waggles his bat up and down. The pitch went too far, strike 3, but it got away from Cartaya. It gets to the backstop, and Muncy reaches. Wild pitch on the drop third strike, and Tyler Soderstrom is coming up in this eighth inning. Muncy at first with 2 outs.
Well, it's not flashy from Max Muncy, but he gets on, and now Soderstrom comes up. That's been the recipe in these short 4 games that Max Muncy has been with the Nuts, and Cartaya has had some real struggles tonight behind the plate.
That is the second batter who struck out but has reached base. Just to back up Adam's point. Tyler Soderstrom now. First pitch, ground ball up the first base side, but foul, strike one. Soderstrom has knocked in 4 of the Lugnuts' 6 runs, leading 6-0 in the eighth inning. He singled in Muncy following Muncy's double in the first. Then Muncy lined out in the third, so Soderstrom hit a solo home run. In the fifth, Muncy walked, and Soderstrom hit a 2-run homer. Last time up, Soderstrom flied out to deep center. Acosta with the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Back pick to first base. Muncie is safe. Diving back in, hands first. Second time that we've seen catcher Cartaya try the back pick.
I think that's the first time we've seen Tyler Soderstrom swing out of the zone tonight at a pitch. That one just lofted away and low, couldn't lay off of it. And yeah, Muncie just got back in time on that back pick.
That's good off speed from Aldria Acosta to Soderstrom. Muncie edges away from first. Here's the 0-2. Soderstrom takes just off the outside corner. Ball one. Tyler Soderstrom was a member of the 2021 All-Star Futures Game last year in Colorado. The catcher Diego Cartaya of the Loons, a member of the 2022 All-Star Futures Game. The pitch, low and away, two balls and two strikes. And this is not the first time that we've seen this either, where Soderstrom gets down to the count, and then he waits out that pitcher who's trying to get him to chase.
It's the mark of a good hitter. Make the pitcher come to you. Don't go chasing and help him out. And Soderstrom, as his season has gone on, more rare and rare that he does that.
The pitch, high fly out to right field. Ramos goes back. He's at the warning track, near the wall. It's the center fielder Alcantara who makes the catch at the wall in right center. Soderstrom once again flies out to the track. That to join two home runs. So twice he's left the park. Twice the park has held him, and in the end, in the top of the eighth, Muncie is stranded. The Lugnuts do not score. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Lugnuts lead remains 6-0 over the Loons at Dow Diamond.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this, and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Angelo Infante has come in out of the Lugnuts pen as we turn our attention to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Lugnuts 6, Loons nothing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Diego Cartaya, Yorbit Vivas, and Jose Ramos, 2-3-4 in the Great Lakes Loons starting lineup. To take on the new right-hander, Infante, he replaces Shohei Tomioka, who delivered two scoreless innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, one strikeout. I'll check in with Adam in just a second for Angelo. Righty, righty. Diego Cartaya, first pitch swinging, grounds it foul up the left side. Adam, what do you got?
Well, Mr. Angelo Infante, 23-year-old. He's 6-for-7 in save opportunities this year out of Venezuela. And last time out against Lake County, got one out, gave up one hit over this past weekend.
The pitch, that's a fastball above the letters. One ball, one strike. Fastball, slider, changeup for Angelo Infante, wearing number 10. Righty, righty. The pitch to Infante. The pitch to Cartaya down low. Two balls, one strike. Adam, I want to get back with you in terms of talking about Tyler Soderstrom. Soderstrom just made the final out of the top of the eighth inning. It is rare that you'll find a player who the outs are worth talking about, But we got to talk about this. Kaitai takes a called strike on the outside corner. It's 2-2. So Tyler Soderstrom, his first three times up, 3-for-3, RBI single, 2 homers, 4 RBIs. His last 2 at-bats, he's flied out to the warning track. In fact, in the top half of this inning, the final out was caught by Ismael Alcantara with his back against the wall. The pitch, high and wide, 3-2.
I mean, he very nearly had 4 home runs tonight. And, I mean, 3 of the swings, in my estimation, really didn't look like he was swinging that hard. He just kind of put the bat out there, and those were hammered.
Payoff. Kaitai fights it foul over the screen on the right. Stays alive.
I mean, the only one of those 4 swings that I thought he actually put a good swing, like hard swing into, was his home run out to center field. The other ones just stuck the bat out there, and that just shows you the power that he has and what helps make him such a great hitter.
Infante to the plate. Kaitai lifts it foul, towering over toward the Loons dugout and back with a high hop into the seats. And a fan makes a nice catch with his cap. We know what it looks like when Soderstrom hits the ball hard, because we've seen him hit the ball across Larch Street at Lansing's Jackson Field into the Paramount Coffee parking lot. We've seen him literally hit the ball out of the ballpark. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody on, nobody out. Kaitai leading off the home eighth. Infante steps off the rubber. On deck, Yorbit Vivas, and then Jose Ramos, 2, 3, and 4. And a pitch clock infraction. Infraction on Infante, ball 4. Never threw a pitch. Spotted by the home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy. So Yorbit Vivas comes up, Kaitai down at first. He is not a threat to run. His leg speed is not what scares you for Kaitai. It's his bat. The pitch to Vivas. Rocketed down the right field line, but he hooked it foul out onto the lawn. Strike 1. Back to Tyler Soderstrom, just to mention this, and I might have talked about this on the broadcast airwaves before. There was a game for Bo Bichette when he was with the Lugnuts in 2017 when he flied out 5 times and the outfielder caught it 5 times with his back to the wall. That's what this has felt like for Soderstrom to me. 0-1. Fouled off under the screen. You can get a great swing in a game. You can get a couple of great swings in a game. He has given the Lugnuts 5 tremendous plate appearances and 5 tremendous swings. 5 great points of contact.
I mean, he already had obviously a ton of talent to start the year, but the way he's developed within this season has been really impressive to watch.
Puts down the signal, sets up away, the pitch. Vivas pops it up, left side. Third baseman Winkler streaks toward the dugout. Soderstrom there too. Winkler into a foot first slide, but that ball is out of play. Count on Vivas, 0 balls and 2 strikes.
I think the other thing that is underlying here, Jesse, we talked so much about his bat and how much he's improved. He's really gotten more comfortable and is starting to look like what an everyday catcher looks like. At the beginning of the year, he was struggling, keeping everything in front of him, and throws down to second, trying to catch guys stealing bases, but he has really started to become reliable back there.
The pitch, high, 1 ball, 2 strikes on Vivas. I keep track of catcher ERA. I like to know when a catcher's behind the plate, what does their ERA look like? And at the start of the year, his ERA was the highest between him, Jared McDonald, and Matt Cross. Now he leads them. The pitch up and inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He has overtaken both Cross and McDonald.
I mean, he's just continued to get better, and it's been fun to watch. And he is really developing into a great ball player.
Angelo Infante with the sign from Soderstrom. Fires. Vivas bounces towards second base. Grabbed by Anales. Feed second one. Muncy over to first. Not in time. Beaten out by Vivas, holding his helmet in his hands. Fielder's choice erases Kaitai. And 1 away in the home eight. Jose Ramos is 1-for-3, striking out in the first, striking out in the fourth, a single in the sixth. Short lead at first base for Vivas. 6-0 Lugnuts. The pitch fouled back. Strike one. Today in Lansing Lugnuts franchise history, it was Summer Fun Day in Lansing, Michigan. It was July the 26th, 2010. The Lugnuts against the Clinton Lumber Kings. And Brad Glenn became the fifth Lugnut in team history to hit for the cycle. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. 0-2 quickly to Ramos. But there was a fun thing about that cycle, Adam, as Ramos gets the Cartaya time. So Brad Glenn, in the first inning, he singled. In the third inning, homered. In the seventh inning, he completed the cycle with a triple, and you wouldn't think the double would be the most interesting thing. But in the fifth inning, Brad Glenn hit a pop-up in the infield, and the Clinton Lumber Kings infield circled underneath. Sliders outside, 1-2. But I want you to keep in mind, this was a summer fun day, and the sky was high, and the sun was glaring. And these players, as the catcher Soderstrom goes out there to visit with Infante, the Lumber Kings infield lost the ball in the sun. And Brad Glenn, running hard the entire way, landed at second base with a fluke infield double. And then his final time up, all he needed was the triple, which he collected to hit for the cycle. A little weird when you get a sun-aided infield double in a cycle, but that's what he got today in Lugnuts history. Ramos swings and misses the off-speed. Infante strikes him out. 2 outs in the home eight.
Well, you remember kind of the controversy with the most recent cycle that the Lugnuts had.
Ryan Gold.
Out to left field at Cooley Law School Stadium then. I mean, that ball hung up there, and we were wondering if it was going to be a double or an error. No contact made with the left fielder, and they went double, and that's how the last cycle happened.
The golden cycle. Righty-righty, Alex DeJesus takes strike called at the knees.
That was not the talk of his hits, though. It was definitely the purge granny slam that he hit.
One swing. And matching Tyler Soderstrom for RBIs for Soderstrom tonight. Swinging a high fly hit to center by DeJesus. Denzel Clark is back. He's in front of the track. He's under, and he's got it. Because that ball was not hit as hard as the Tyler Soderstrom fly ball. And the Loons are done in the eighth inning. Leadoff walk stranded by Angelo Infante. And we're going to the ninth with the Lugnuts continuing to shut out the Great Lakes Loons. 6-0.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It's a new inning. It's a new Loons reliever. Antonio Knowles is now in the pitch. The right-hander out of Key West, Florida, the 13th rounder last year out of Florida Southwestern State College. Lugnuts leading 6-0 in their last chance for insurance before we go to the bottom half of the ninth. Little recorder plays Jack Winkler up to home plate. Righty, righty. Fastball called a strike in the inside corner. Little My Heart Will Go On for Jack Winkler.
Near
on,
far.
Yeah. The pitch takes a ball outside. Knowles is 3-3 with a 3.99 ERA. Not 4-0, Adam. 3.99. Has a great breaking ball. Right-hander lets it fly. Winkler takes. There it is. Slider on the outside corner. Called the strike.
Never make a difference to you when you're buying something that it's $3.99 rather than the even four, because it almost makes me even more mad that it's not a rounded number.
It never makes a difference to me. Winkler swings and misses the slider away. He's gone on strikes to open up the ninth. In fact, I like to mentally tabulate what I'm paying for items in my head. Let's say I go, I'm going to get this, that's $14.99. I'm going to get this, that's $16.99. I say in my head, $32.
Yeah.
Antonio Knowles now to Jared McDonald. Denzel Clark on deck. McDonald takes a called strike at the letters. Lugnuts lead 6-0. Righty, righty. McDonald swings, dribbles it up the third base side, but foul. Rolling toward the coach's box. And the Lugnuts manager, Phil Pohl, a considerate guy, jogs over to pick it up and get it away. Lugnuts came into play today with a 10-14 record in the second half, and the Loons on the other side at 14-10. Great Lakes, though, is already in the postseason. The pitch, McDonald swings and misses. Slider gets him. Knowles his back-to-back strikeouts. Great Lakes won the Eastern Division in the first half of the year and now is waiting to see who wins the Eastern Division in the second half. So far, it's the West Michigan Whitecaps who've raced out of in front of everybody else, and they've already won today 3-2 over Dayton. Denzel Clark takes a called strike in the inside corner. Knowles is in rhythm. Meanwhile, South Bend has doubled up Lake County 8-4. The pitch, Clark takes, strike two called. Right in there working the inside edge.
Boy, he threw one ball, otherwise he would be coming up on a potential immaculate right now.
Mm-hmm. Knowles throws. Clark lays off the slider down and away, skipping on Cartaya. Ball one. Cedar Rapids leads at Wisconsin 5-4. They're in the top of the eighth. Top of the eighth in Beloit. Skycarp on top of Quad Cities 7-4. You know, when the Skycarp and the River Bandits get together, Clark takes ball two down. You throw out the records, right?
Uh-huh.
Fort Wayne up on top of Peoria 6-3. And there you go. There's your look around the MWL. Two outs, nobody on. 6-0 Nuts, the 2-2. Clark swings and misses. That pitch was filthy, biting down and in. Clark goes down on strikes for the fourth time today. And Knowles strikes out the side. Let's go to the last of the ninth inning. The Lugnuts are three outs away from a 6-0 shutout win to open up this series.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Nothing, Lugnuts. Let's start up the bottom half of the ninth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. The Lugnuts are three outs away from a shutout of the Loons. This is what the Lugnuts did when they took on the Loons back in Lansing. They shut them out twice. They nearly had another shutout. Loons scored a run in the ninth inning to avert it. Emanuel Vargas bats left. Angelo Infante's first pitch grounded foul up the left side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Adam, do the Lugnuts have the book on the Loons hitters or what?
Yeah, I think they're doing all right here over this last seven-game stretch, and now just time to close her out.
The pitch, Vargas swings and misses. No balls and two strikes. It was Jake Walkinshaw for the first five, Shohei Tomioka the sixth and the seventh, and now Infante looking to finish off the eighth, and now the ninth. Vargas swings, lifts a foul out of play to the left side. We stay nothing and two on the Loons' hulking left-handed hitting first baseman. Luis Diaz is on deck, and then Harold Restituyo. The right-hander, Angelo Infante. Comes set, kicks, throws. Fouled off into the netting. I mean, this really has been remarkable. The Lugnuts' pitching team ERA this entire year has been amongst the top two worst. They've really struggled pitching-wise. But not against a Great Lakes Loons team that is packed with Dodgers prospects.
I was going to say, yeah, Loons, one of the top three offenses throughout this season in the Midwest League.
0-2. Chopper down toward first base, but foul wide of the line. Patrick McCall played it, gave it right to Angelo Infante. Infante told, discard that ball to the dugout. And a new ball given out to him by the southpaw home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy.
Lugnuts always seem to play the Loons tough, though. Did it last year. Doing it again this year.
Vargas is 1-for-2. The pitch, just maybe, what do you think? Inside, maybe a little low.
Looked like it was on the inside corner.
Clearly not. Clearly that pitch was inside. The pitch here, a fly ball out to right field. Maciel comes in, trotting forward. Gabriel Maciel makes the catch. With the center fielder Denzel Clark loping in behind him, coming out of nowhere, you know, just in case. And now jogs right back to his center field spot.
Maciel said, I just can't escape this guy. You know, I started in left field, and I didn't need to move over to right field, and Denzel's still giving me trouble.
He's everywhere. Well, one out, nobody on, 6-0. Lugnuts, righty-righty, Luis Diaz against Infante. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. He let it all rip right there. Adam, you turned to me in the bottom of the sixth inning when the Loons had two on, two out, runners at the corners specifically, and then Diaz grounded out, and you said, that's the Loons' best chance. Diaz takes a pitch inside.
Yeah, it just felt like it was over after that. You know, they get a couple of guys on. It's your first opportunity with Walkinshaw out of the game to go after another pitcher and have some success, and Tomioka got through it.
Infante delivers. Line drive fouled on the right side, off toward the lawn, and off of the glove. And now three or four different fans go tumbling on the grassy berm, rolling up the right side. One ball, two strikes on Diaz. That was worth it. That was some great effort put in. After the initial fan could not look it in with the leather. Six runs, nine hits for the Lugnuts, no errors. No runs, five hits, one error for the Loons. The pitch, outside from Infante. And just in case anything starts to develop, the Lugnuts are going to warm up an arm. And it's Diego Granado down the left side. Infante with a 2-2. Luis Diaz swings and taps it foul. He went down to catch a piece of the slider. Little white stripes action.
Uh-huh.
One out, nobody on, 6-0 Lugnuts. Infante's pitch. Diaz laces a line drive out to left field. Josh Juan Wright has it go off his head and one hop the wall. Diaz rushes for second base. Wright plays it in, over short toward third. It's a one-out double for the Loons' Diaz. It's his first hit as a member of the Great Lakes Loons. He He really does have some wheels.
Yeah, he hit that ball pretty hard. Josh Von Wright able to get to it quickly, right behind him, and Diaz to second. Real quick.
Pitching coach Don Schulze goes to the mound. It was as if the Lugnuts coaching staff could see something like this potentially developing. Remember, the last time that Ben Kasparius took on the Lansing Lugnuts, like he started tonight for the Great Lakes Loons, it was the Lugnuts leading 10-0 going to the ninth, and then back-to-back doubles supplied the Loons' only run. Loons would love another double right here. Kasparius started it, and the Lugnuts are looking to pin another loss on the Great Lakes right-hander. Don Schulze heads off the mound, third base side. While we have a moment, Adam mentioned earlier, Henry Bolte yesterday received batting practice, was all over in Oakland, and the A's went on to win the game. Well, today, the first-rounder Daniel Susak. Before the A's host the Houston Astros, Frankie Montas on the mound for the A's. A's have played the Astros tough. A's are playing good baseball. Lugnuts lead 6-0, bottom of the ninth. Harold Restituyo lays off a slider down low. Ball one.
Pretty cool, right? You sign with the organization, then go take some big BP at the big league park. Bolte had some big shots, man. He was homering left and right.
Grew up an Oakland Athletics fan. I think Daniel Susak grew up an A's fan as well. What a dream come true. The pitch. Restituyo grounds to third base. Grabbed by Winkler, holds the runner, fires to first on a straight line to Pat McCall. Two outs. Now the number nine hitter, Ismael Alcantara. 26 outs recorded for the Lugnuts. Six hits allowed. Zero runs. Up 6-0 in Midland. This has been some kind of performance. Righty, righty. The pitch. That missed. Slider aimed for the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Alcantara, the number nine batter, 0-3. Fielder's choice grounder, a fly out to left, on a ground out to first base. Here's the pitch. Swings and fouls it off. One ball and one strike is the count. The pitch, check swing fell at home plate, and now the Loons are down to their very last strike. I remember Adam said earlier how the game felt lazy, there just wasn't that much energy. And part of the reason for that was all of the energy throughout this night has been supplied by the guys on the road black and gray. Lugnut 6, Loons nothing at second base Diaz. The pitch to Alcantara. Fouled off his instep at home plate, and we stay right here.
Lugnuts came in, took the crowd out of it right away, got the run in the first, and Jake Walkinshaw was kind of walking through the park tonight with ease through his five innings of work, and that kind of set the tone, and Lugnuts have just about finished it up from there.
Angelo Infante, let's fly a 1-2. On its way. Fastball high. The man on deck is the leadoff hitter for the Loons, Eddie Leonard. Leonard has a single. Yorbit Vivas batting third has a single. Cleanup hitter Ramos has a single. Vargas batting sixth a single. Diaz at second with a double. The pitch. Alcantara hits it high and deep down the left side, but foul. Home run distance. We stay two balls and two strikes. Angelo Infante and the Lugnuts sew this one up. Infante has the sign from Soderstrom. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit to shortstop. Max Muncy knocks it down, picks it up, fires to first. It's in time, and this ball game is over. Max Muncy stayed right with it and then delivered a seed to Pat McCall. That was in time against the hustling Alcantara. And in the end, in the bottom of the ninth, no runs, one hit, no errors, one man left in scoring position. The Lugnuts shut out the Loons. The final score is 6-0.
How about the Lugnuts? That's the third time they've shut out Great Lakes this year. We've talked about it. They've just had the Loons number at times, and they did it again tonight. Great pitching from Walkinshaw. And then, of course, Tyler Soderstrom getting the first four runs of the game for the Nuts, and that pretty much sealed the deal from there. Great team win tonight for Lansing in the first game of this six-game set on the road.
Six runs on nine hits, no errors. The Lugnuts, in the end, nearly stranded a runner on base in every single inning, except in the ninth, they went 1-2-3. Beyond that, they stranded nine runners in total on the bases. They improved to 36-55, 11-14 for the year. The Loons on the other side, no runs on six hits and one error. And the Great Lakes Loons ended up stranding nine runners equally on the bases. They fall to 14-11 the second half and 54-37 for the year. Unofficially, the game took 2 hours and 46 minutes to play. Jake Walkinshaw, five innings. Shohei Tomioka, two. Angelo Infante, the final two, combining on the six-hit shutout. And on the offensive side, yes, Jack Winkler had two hits. Yes, Gabriel Maciel had two hits. Yes, Kevin Richards had a two-run double. And Max Muncy had a walk and a double and two runs scored. But really, when you're talking offense, you're talking Tyler Soderstrom.
He had a great night. I mean, it wasn't just the two home runs. Every swing that Tyler Soderstrom had went deep and was at least to the warning track. Nearly had three, even four home runs tonight. Deep center field flies to Alcantara and the two that didn't get out. And then he had the single, of course, that knocked in the game's first run, which held up to be enough as Lansing utilized a great night from Soderstrom. Max Muncy was able to get on base a few different times. Kevin Richards delivered. And this pitching staff did an excellent job blanking the Loons for a third time this year.
I just come back to that word fun, Adam. There are some negatives, and that is Drew Swift and Kevin Richards departing due to injury precaution. We'll see how they are. But this Lugnuts performance, offensively, defensively, another zero-error game, and the pitching, this was a joy against a very talented opponent.
It really was. I mean, again, this is a great opportunity here. The Loons have been one of the best teams in this league throughout the first 90-plus games of the year, and Lansing now leads the season series against them through 13 games, 7-6. And you just feel like Lansing's got an opportunity to kind of just get going a little bit, start to put that consistency together. And a game like this certainly can help you in the right direction as they look to try and win the series this week against the Loons, and this is a great start to it.
Tomorrow, Adam, I've got a treat for you. You have not yet seen Christian Fernandez, who is one of the two players acquired along with Cal Stevenson in the trade for Christian Bethencourt from the Tampa Bay Rays. Fernandez gets the ball tomorrow night. He'll be opposed by the Loons right-hander, Kendall Williams.
And you're looking for the same thing you got tonight from Jake Walkinshaw. A good start. Try and limit the offense for the Loons. And hoping that the Lugnuts offense can get going, get a lead. That's been the best formula for the Nuts. They get it tonight. And hopefully Fernandez can deliver them a good start again tomorrow.
And then the Lugnuts continue on. Joey Estes on Thursday. Kyle Vrbitsky is Lugnuts' 2022 debut on Friday. Jack Owen on Saturday, and then Blake Beers on Sunday. Just taking this entire pitching staff into looking at them all, right, in totality. This Lugnuts starting rotation, they are seeing some pretty darn effective results.
Yeah, they are, and that's been the weakness this year. If they can solve the pitching and find a way to, you know, limit the offenses for the opponent, and that's both in the starting category and the bullpen department, they're going to win some more games. Obviously, pitching the most important element in baseball, and Lansing's got some pieces, and we've seen it at times. They're just trying to put it together. And again, in this second half, they've had moments where they've looked really good, and they're playing against the top teams, the captains, and obviously here with the Loons. So I think good things on the horizon for the Nuts here as we turn the calendar to August, and great opportunity to, again, try and finish out the month of July. But what a great win tonight. Fun to watch offensively and pitching, just a complete performance. And again, the Lugnuts, no errors tonight. They just continue to pick the ball up behind their pitching staff, which obviously is going to help things in the long run as well.
And on that note, we say goodnight. Any final thoughts?
No, that's it. Great win tonight. Let's do it again tomorrow.
For Adam Jacks, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I second that sentiment. Once again, your final score. The Lugnuts 6, the Loons nothing. Have a great night from Midland, Michigan, and Dow Diamond. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.